section of wall.
And an outburst at the MTV Awards.
One of the best videos of all time.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It was a September unlike any other in recent memory.
These are major, major dominoes that are falling in the economy right now.
The major dominoes, big financial institutions going under or teetering on the brink. The crisis triggered by the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Well, today, President Obama will be on Wall Street to deliver a speech on policies designed to make sure it never happens again. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with Mr. Obama.
Exactly a year after the fall of Lehman Brothers caused a worldwide financial crisis, President Obama will call for more reforms. He'll outline steps to bolster the system to avoid another economic collapse. The administration wants passage of those added regulatory changes this year.
University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says there has been a marked shift in attitude in the financial sector.
The humility that came out of the Lehman Brothers debacle has turned to hubris in recent months, and the banks are starting to thumb their nose at the federal government and saying that the sector doesn't need to be further regulated.
I'm Vicki Barker reporting live. Was Uncle Sam right to let Lehman Brothers fail?
With 2020 hindsight, it was clearly a mistake.
The opinion of John Thain, former CEO of Merrill Lynch. As soon as he realized there would be no government bailout, he quickly moved to engineer Merrill's sale to Bank of America.
I was certainly afraid that the consequences were going to be catastrophic, so I protected Merrill shareholders.
Thain defending the big bonuses paid to Merrill workers, insisting they only went to traders who made the company money. Nick?
Well, President Obama made his plea for comprehensive health care reform during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes last night. He says changes are critical to reining in the budget.
The only way I can get medium and long-term federal spending under control is if we do something about health care.
Mr. Obama charged that some of his political opponents don't want any health care measure to survive.
There are those in the Republican Party who think the best thing to do is just to kill reform.
The Fuhrer, touched off by two words during President Obama's speech to Congress on health care last week, isn't going away. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the latest.
Angry Democrats say they'll formally chastise Republican Congressman Joe Wilson if he doesn't take the House floor and apologize for his outburst during President Obama's health speech last week. Initially, after Wilson apologized, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the affair was over.
It's time for us to talk about health care and not Mr. Wilson.
But after other Democrats complained Wilson had shown no contrition at all, apologizing to the president only after Republican leaders told him to, she agreed to move forward with sanctions. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
On what was supposed to have been her wedding day, police yesterday announced the discovery of a body believed to be that of missing Yale grad student Annie Lee. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston reports from New Haven, Connecticut, that the body was in a secure building on the Yale campus.
Police would not say whether they have any prime suspects. The only people who have access to the area of the building where the body was found are those with Yale University identification.
For this student, the apparent murder is a horrible shock.
That's just it's a very sad thing to have happened here at the university.
Ironically, 7 months before her disappearance, Lee had written a magazine article about ways to stay safe on the streets around campus. It may be the first effective new flu medicine in a decade. Researchers say tests of the drug Paramivir have shown promise. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Jonathan McCullers of St. Jude's Children's Hospital says it appears the medicine cuts the time people are under the weather.
What they're basically seeing is that if you're hospitalized with the flu and you're sick.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Just when you thought it was safe to return to reality TV, Susan Boyle is back. But this time, she's conquering online sales charts. Her debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, is number one on Amazon.com, despite the fact that it won't be released until November. As fans rush to pre-order their copy, Boyle climbed to the top of the charts, beating competition from Whitney Houston and the Beatles.
Duracell has come to the rescue of power-hungry portable devices with their new line of instant chargers. If your gadget can be recharged via USB, it can be recharged on the go with these rechargeable pocket chargers. The best bit is the price. They only cost around $20 for the instant charger and $50 for the powerhouse model. Both provide more talk time, camera life, or ebook reading at a moment's notice.
Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
What up with that?
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press.
You are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
This is not a joke. This is Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today, Monday, September 14th. Welcome to the Bill Press radio show. Already had a barn burner of a radio program today. We just finished your calls on whether or not Joe Wilson should be censured or reprimanded. We'll see what happens. This is going to play out this week. By the way, if you wanted to hear that Outside the Beltway that we just finished, go to BillPressShow.com. You can buy a podcast subscription. A lot of people ask, how can we help out the show? What's the best thing we can do to help out the show? Go to BillPressShow.com, buy yourself a podcast subscription. You can buy a monthly, you can buy a yearly subscription. You can set it up to automatically download right into your iTunes, and then you can take it wherever you want. So that's pretty cool, I think. Now that can only mean one thing. In studio with us.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Peter.
Welcome in studio. We often will have friends of Bill sit in for an hour.
But none with their own theme song.
And nobody on this show, that's a fact, nobody on this show has their own theme song. Only you.
Everybody loves this song.
I know.
How could you not?
It's such a good song. And very fitting. Of course, hey, Joe, welcome to the studio.
My pleasure. It's great to be co-hosting with you. I just sent out a Twitter to my friends.
You've tweeted.
Let them know I tweet a lot.
Yes. Yeah, I follow Joe on Twitter.
There you go.
Actually.
It's surprising. I went into a meeting the other day, and I said I'd just been so-and-so place. And everybody said, yeah, we know.
Oh, because you're one of those, you tweet everything. Have you tweeted yet what you've had for breakfast? Because that seems to be a very popular thing this time of day.
No, I keep it professional. The news, the issues, and then a little behind-the-scenes stuff, like I'm going on the Bill Press Show. I'm a little nervous.
There you go. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. It's a lot of fun. Look, if you're nervous, I'm terrified. Running the board for us, doing my job on the other side of the glass in there, is Dan Henning. Dan, thank you very much.
Oh, flying the 747. Good to be here alongside Stevie Lee.
Screening your phone calls today, Stevie Lee Webb. If you call in, you'll hear that chirpy little voice. There he is, Stevie Lee Webb. Thank you very much for coming in. And over the weekend, this is very exciting to me because I was always a basketball kid. You know, lots of people like football or soccer. I was always a basketball guy. I'm taller. I always played basketball. So the NBA Hall of Fame inductees happened this weekend. David Robinson, one of my favorite ball players, played for the Spurs. He goes in. John Stockton, all-time assist. By the way, I don't know how you put John Stockton in and not Karl Malone, you know, in the same year. They really go together. And then, of course, Michael Jordan goes in, which is kind of a no-brainer. I want to hear really, really quickly. David Robinson talks about this class because it's a very important class.
I'm obviously thrilled to be a part of this class. To be brought into the Hall of Fame is every kid's dream. and I'm getting to live it. So this is a fantastic time for me and for my family. I want to thank all of you, and I want to thank these guys. Playing against them and watching them and actually being included in a class with them is a joy for me. So thank you.
You know, Joe, we live in Washington, D.C., so we don't really know what basketball is all about. You don't have much of a team, I'm afraid. But, you know, I was driving in this morning. I flip around all over the dial. I listen to some sports radio. And a caller called in and says, is it too early to put Michael Jordan in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
And the guy just goes, are you kidding me? They should call it the Michael Jordan NBA Hall of Fame.
What took him so long?
Yeah, really. Like, they should have put him in while he was still playing.
He had to wait a while. Mature was really retiring.
That's a good point. I mean, the guy's a highlight reel, so I mean, it's amazing that anybody would even ask that question. But anyway, there it is, the NBA Hall of Fame. So Joe is the president of Plowshares Fund, the Plowshares Fund, plowshares.org. We have a link on our website, billpressshow.com, and you are our guru on all things foreign policy. So I want to talk to you about the Afghanistan war.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Afghanistan war, what some people are saying about it, and what some of the plans are. We'll get into that here in just a little while. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
On this Monday, some other headlines making news. If you were watching opening weekend NFL action yesterday, you missed the sports highlight of the day, an impossible between-the-legs shot by Roger Federer in the U.S. Open semifinals against Novak Djokovic. Novak hit a drop shot. Federer ran in after getting it back over the net. Novak dunked a lob way to the back of Federer's side of the court. There was no way that Federer was going to get this ball sprinting back, but he somehow did. Ran the ball down with his back to the net, pulled off a no-frickin'-way type shot between the legs for the win. Afterwards, he did call it his best shot ever.
That was an amazing shot. And some people are saying that Roger Federer might be the best ever.
Well, we'll soon see Levi Johnston in a magazine photo spread in none other than Playgirl magazine. Gawker.com reporting Bristol Palin's baby daddy is working out to bulk up for the photo shoot in the nude pages read primarily by gay men, but has not decided whether he will go with the frontal or rear end photo shot.
Stevie, when your subscription comes in the mail, can you please bring that to me so that I can see how that looks?
And pretty interesting headline for an article at space.com, the website on all things space last week. It was said, mystery explained, glow in night sky was astronaut urine. Apparently this happened last Wednesday as the space shuttle was preparing to land. One of the astronauts poured out urine and wastewater stored aboard the shuttle as part of a routine task. This is what they do before they come back into the atmosphere. Well, it left a trail in the night sky that avid sky watchers saw. They thought it was a mysterious celestial event. No, it was just astronaut urine.
I wish you could see Joe's face right
now. I did not know that. I'm a sky watcher. I have a telescope. I'm glad I wasn't looking.
Joe is a learned president of the Plowshares Fund, and we're here talking about astronaut pee.
I'm sorry. I mean, I just got to bring you the news of the day. That's what I do.
Dennis Kucinich might have thought it was the mothership coming back to pick him up. Anyway, we didn't bring you on the show to talk about astronaut pee, Joe.
No, celestial observations, very important. You have to explain these things, a lot of mysterious things up there.
Let's talk about Afghanistan. A lot of people have been focused on the healthcare debate, and rightfully so. But on the Sunday shows, the Afghan war did come up. I want to start first with Carl Levin.
Right.
Dan, go ahead and play that Carl Levin clip.
The larger our own military footprint there, the more our enemies can seek to drive a wedge between us and the Afghan population, spreading the falsehood that we seek to dominate a Muslim nation.
And then Dick Durbin also talking about what to do in Afghanistan.
At this point, we should follow Senator Levin's suggestion. Let's get it right on the ground. Let the Afghans bring stability to their own country. Let's work with them to make that happen.
So, Joe, what should we do?
There is no good answer to Afghanistan, and that's why you're hearing so much anxiety about this. And when you hear a guy like Carl Levin take to the floor of the Senate and say, whoa, wait, don't increase the troops yet. What's the plan here? How's all this going to work out? And you hear people talking about exit strategy, which they rightfully should be talking about. This is now 8 years into the war, a war that started I think most Americans supported this after 9/11, went out and routed the Taliban, got the Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan, and then tragically U.S. forces were diverted from finishing the job to go into Iraq. So that's the original source of the problem. We stopped paying attention to Afghanistan, never sealed the deal. We now know that for most of the last 8 years, most of the reconstruction money we've spent has been wasted. The training program for the Afghan forces has gone poorly. The counterinsurgent strategy has gone poorly. In fact, when I talk to senior officials in the current administration, the word I hear most often is starting anew. We're starting anew. So we're starting anew on the poppy eradication program to get, you know, Afghanistan's the source of most of the world's opium and heroin. And a very lucrative crop for some of these poor farmers who have nothing else. The Taliban takes a cut of all that trade. It's one of their sources of income. Our efforts to eradicate that have completely failed. And what you hear most often is that the problem is twofold. One, we don't have enough troops. So you have troops patrolling an area the size of Maryland, and there's about 2,500 U.S. forces. It's an impossible job. Major cities in Afghanistan, Kandahar, are largely ruled by the Taliban. They don't show themselves. A story in the Washington Post this morning talks about this, but they come out at night. They issue death threats. People are cooperating with the government, cooperating with the NATO forces there, are threatened with assassination. So, in effect, it's controlled by the Taliban. This is one of the largest cities in Afghanistan. The government is corrupt. It's not like we've got some shining knight there. Karzai is corrupt and is widely seen as having rigged the election that he just won.
Right, right.
So story after story of ballot boxes already stuffed before the polls open. 900 registered voters returning 900 votes for Karzai. Voter observers who object are jailed, arrested. For their protests. So you've got a corrupt government, a challenger, a guy named Abdul Abdul, who's no real solution here, but right now we're in the process where the election results are being reviewed to see if Karzai in fact won 50% of the vote, which would mean that he'd be the clear victor, or if there has to be a runoff. People behind the scenes are trying to work out some kind of power-sharing arrangement between the two. Neither side wants to cooperate at this point. So, given that mess...
Give us some good news, Joe. Good grief, man.
There really, in the Afghan war, there really isn't any good news.
Wow.
So you have three options.
That is a tragedy.
It is a tragedy. 8 years in the making. It isn't like something we're doing now
caused. Right, right.
This is what they call the legacy. This is what we're left with by the last administration. So, very quickly, three things you can do. One, increase U.S. forces. There's a feeling that the U.S. military wants to do that, increase it by maybe 40,000 more. So we'd bring it over 100,000 up to about 120,000 troops there. So an Iraq-size force might be in the offing. The other is increase the size of the Afghan military. Carl Levin is calling for that. Bring them up to about 240,000. That'd be a big increase. Mm. And, of course, you'd have to fundamentally change the training. A lot of these troops are just no good. And finally, there's another plan. And Fareed Zakaria talks about it in the Washington Post, and it's reduce the size of the enemy. Well, how do you do that? You negotiate with them. So you start negotiating with the Taliban.
And wow.
What that has going forward is that is actually the successful strategy in Iraq. Mm-hmm. We turned the Sunni insurgents, remember them? I haven't talked about them, who were fighting U.S. forces, killing us every day. We negotiated with them and turned them on our side, basically bought them off with funds and power. And reduced the size of the enemy and largely solved the Sunni insurgency problem in that way. We didn't militarily defeat them. We bought them off. And the argument is you can do that with at least parts of the Taliban, isolate them, and keep Al-Qaeda out, but you're negotiating with the devil. None of those options are good, but those are three options on the table.
That's the clearest, most concise explanation of the situation in Afghanistan that I've heard. Joe, thank you for that. And I want to open the phones, 866-55-PRESS, 866-557-7377. Literally, Joe brought this to my attention, and I gasped at the thought of, not that I think it's a bad idea, but the idea that we would be negotiating with the Taliban.
Yeah.
I mean, if the thought alone is staggering.
Yeah. In fact, it's talked about as sort of Plan B.
Right.
And it's seen as so toxic that administration officials insist there is no Plan B. We're not even thinking about
Plan B.
Even to say that we're thinking about Plan B would weaken our current situation, what we're trying to do with Karzai and the other forces in Afghanistan. So there's no public acknowledgement of it, but everybody knows that that's out there. That's a scenario you've got to at least examine, and now you're starting to see respected analysts like Fareed Zakaria raise it publicly.
And he's a well-respected guy on this kind of stuff, much like yourself, Joe. 866-55-PRESS, 866-557-7377. Are you ready to see the White House negotiate with the Taliban? 866-557-7377. Should we be increasing our U.S. forces in Afghanistan? Carl Levin says no. Or should we go with the Carl Levin plan of increasing the Afghan forces and retraining? And as Joe said, we're looking at starting anew. I mean, we've got a brand new, fresh situation that we have to fix. 866-557-7377. We'll be right back with more of the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim17.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim17.com. Remember slim17.com. That's slim, then the number 17.com.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Are you late or about to be? Let us help by settling your debt. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. You owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. Debt-Free Stimulus is a debt-matching service. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms.
AM 760.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
News for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who is best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th.
Showbiz. Join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar. former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shore, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Where the failure of those negotiations was is the reason why we're in Afghanistan. And so my only concern as far as getting into negotiations with them now is not allowing the Republicans to paint these negotiations as some new thing that President Obama engages in, because clearly there have been negotiations with them in the past.
Yeah, that's a good point, Marie. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And you, what you see already is the politicization of this issue. So if you read in some of the papers yesterday here in Washington, the Washington Post, you heard Sir Fred Kagan, the man who gave us the surge in Iraq, arguing for surge in Afghanistan, a rapid buildup of U.S. forces. And so looking for a military solution to this, and the Republicans seem to be rallying behind that. You know, they say they're supporting the president in Afghanistan. What they mean is this: they're getting ready to set him up to take responsibility for any failure. So negotiations with the Taliban, you're absolutely right. The Republicans would be out there swinging, attacking him for retreat and appeasement.
Yeah, I think we've got to be ready for that, though, if that's where we end up going. Eric in Atlanta calling 866-55-PRESS. Eric, welcome to the Bill Press Show. Hey, Eric. All right, Eric. Well, thanks very much for your call. Must have lost your cell phone there. You know, Joe, I just don't know. I mean, look, you're the foreign policy guy, so I don't know what's right or what's wrong in this. But I have to say, I think Marie brings up an excellent, excellent point. I don't see how Barack Obama can get past the negotiating with terrorists, all these attacks he's going to get from the Republicans.
Yeah, well, what you have to do is start redefining the Taliban and start looking at them more the way people in Afghanistan look at them, which is another armed group among in a country where there are dozens of armed groups, and you negotiate with segments of them. There are actually many Talibans in Afghanistan. You've got to pick some that you can cut a deal with and show some progress.
That's a good point. That's a good point. A lot of people don't know that. So, well, we'll see how that goes. Glenn Thrush from Politico will be joining us here in about 3 minutes, talking the health care debate, and we'll probably talk more Afghanistan. It's the Bill Press Show, Peter Ogburn and Joe Cirincione. Stay tuned, will you?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Tell you what, a pretty nice commute started for us this Monday morning. Nothing to really tell you about. Do have some heavy volumes, but speed still in the 40s as you're traveling across 225 in Aurora. Southbound side, going to be a little sluggish there, Colfax to Alameda. Also busy southbound I-25 up in North Glen and Thornton, beginning at 104th. Going to also be a little heavy downtown after Park Avenue. Your forecast today, patchy fog and haze in the morning, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 83. Also a chance for afternoon thunderstorms in the foothills and front range after 3 o'clock. Our current downtown temperature, 55 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running like a Toyota with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealers are your one-stop shop for all your repair needs. Get the right service at the right price from the right people. Toyota, moving forward.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to genuineservice.com to sign up.
Genuineservice.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Let's get through these rough times together. And I'm doing my part, offering you our Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles at even lower prices than ever before. Hello, I'm Tom Martino, and I'm proud of this special introductory offer that will save you more than $500. Now you can get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV with free installation. It's the same high-quality service you've come to expect from my company, Liberty Bell, where you're never just a number. This is the lowest price, best bundle we've ever offered. And remember, with Liberty Bell, there are no 200-word disclaimers, no complicated bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company, all Colorado-owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Control your financial destiny with the all-new LendingTree, giving you the ability to manage your money, your credit, and your loans all in one place. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
All right, Tom, take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
Broadcasting live from the capital of the free world. This is the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show. 33 minutes past the hour on Monday, September 14th. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today. And with me, friend of Peter. We often have friends of Bill. We have a friend of Peter, Joe Cirincione, the president of the Plowshares Fund. You can learn more about Plowshares. Go to BillPressShow.com. Take you to Plowshares.org. Joe, how you doing?
It's a pleasure to be with you, Peter. I'm getting to like this. I'm getting a little comfortable here.
Don't get too comfortable, okay?
How long is Bill out of town?
Bill's going to be back tomorrow. Okay. Don't worry. Right. If he comes back and you're squatting in the studio, you know, we'll throw you out. And joining us is Politico's Capitol Hill reporter, Glenn Thrush. Glenn, welcome to the Bill Press Show, man. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
Thanks for doing this. So, all the talk this morning that we've gotten a lot of calls on are all Joe Wilson all the time. So what's the latest with this guy? I mean, I saw he raised a ton of money, but, you know, some people were saying he needs to be censured, he needs to be reprimanded. Other people were calling for more of an apology. What's the latest?
Spanking, I think, is the
spanking,
next.
Spanking, right? Public flogging.
We have to find a very large member of Congress to throw him over the knee. Well, I think we're getting to the jumping the shark part of our Joe Wilson program here. I think we've run the mileage down on this pretty well. What's happening today is the House Democrats, really led by Jim Clyburn, the majority whip from South Carolina, who's really been pushing this, are going to either today or tomorrow introduce a resolution on the floor. I'm not sure if it's going to be a censure, an admonition, a don't do it again, but some sort of bill is going to come to the floor that's going to be passed on a party line vote. And the Republicans, this guy named Steve King from out in Iowa, who's a real firebrand, who told Politico a couple of weeks ago that he thinks the Obama administration is marginalizing quote-unquote white men, is circulating a letter telling Republicans to stiffen their spines and to stand up for Joe Wilson. So I think we're getting the usual trench warfare here.
So Nancy Pelosi is not for anything censuring or reprimanding. She's ready to move on. Is that correct?
Well, she was ready to move
on.
But apparently she's now not ready to move on.
Okay, all right.
What happened late last week is Clyburn is a very powerful guy. And the story here is less about Wilson, I think, from my perspective, than about the emergence of Jim Clyburn as a real power in the Democratic caucus. Pelosi simply could not afford to tell Clyburn to stuff it on this. Clyburn, in addition to sort of being the majority whip, is one of the founders of the Congressional Black Caucus, and this is a group that Pelosi needs to hold very tight to her if she wants to make any compromises on health care reform. So this was an easy one to give to Clyburn, and I think Pelosi's people were telling me last week that they did not want to drag this Wilson thing out, but late Friday they had to buckle because of Clyburn.
Yeah, as you know, as you reported on Politico, James Clyburn was on our show the day after the president's speech, and here's what he had to say about Joe Wilson.
He ought to man up and go down to the well of the House and say I acted with a lack of decorum the last evening, and I apologize to the President of the United States. I apologize to my colleagues in both bodies, and I apologize to the people of South Carolina for having done so.
Man up.
I love that. Don't you love his voice?
He's the best. I always say, look, if this whole politics thing doesn't work out, he ought to get in radio.
I hear myself,
got some pipes, man.
Whenever I hear myself on TV or radio, I sound like a 14-year-old boy. But Clyburn, I mean, I just love. I mean, well, apparently he walked up. The thing I like about Clyburn is he walked the walk. He walked up to, my sources tell me he walked up to Wilson on the floor of the House last week, and thrice, asked him to make a public apology, and Wilson said no.
No kidding.
Glenn, this is Joe. Let me ask you a question. I worked in the House for 10 years, and I saw a lot of...
My condolences.
a lot of rude behavior, but I got to admit, I don't think I ever saw something like what Joe Wilson said. So we've had boos before, but not a real shout-out of the president. You can see the immediate reaction from Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, just kind of stunned to hear that. So you've talked about the politics of it, but isn't there a serious issue here that has to be addressed? I've heard people walk before us to go to the well of the House and apologize for much lesser offenses.
No, I do think this is, there is a serious, the point that Clyburn and to a lesser extent Stenihor, the majority leader, are making is that it's nice to apologize to the president, but this was really a breach of House rules.
This is about the House. This is the decorum of the House, the reputation of the House that has been harmed here. It's not just about the president.
No, I think in the end, Wilson will pay some sort of a public penalty. And I think the question of civility is an important one. We have been, if you tune into C-SPAN between 6 and 8 o'clock at night, you'll see these one-minute speeches. Mm. And the level of vitriol and the crazy stuff, you know, it's great for a blogger like myself, where we can sort of post crazy stuff that Michelle Bachmann and Virginia Fox say at the end of every day. But, you really do get to the level of discourse that I don't think is particularly helpful. And I think you're hearing this. And the thing about the Wilson thing, before it sort of devolved, as I said, into this trench warfare, is you were hearing just as much negativity about him from Republican leadership as you were from Democratic leadership. I think this is a real long-term problem for the House Republican leadership. Eric Cantor and John Boehner, like them or not, they are civil guys. BlackBerry reading aside, their aides have been telling me for months and months and months that this sort of, you know, the crazies on the right wing are not doing their cause much good.
But didn't
either.
They seem to be embracing them this weekend when the 40,000 of these crazies came down to the mall to protest it? And the leadership seemed to make a tactical turn towards these factions.
I don't think it's so much of embracing as it is being held hostage. I think to a certain extent, I mean, this is where the energy in the party is right now.
Yes.
And I think, John Boehner, at the start of this session was rumored to be, considered to be too milquetoasty and Cantor was gonna wax him, right? That was sort of the rumor that we started the session with. But, in order to maintain a hold on this thing, they have got to sort of play ball with this base, and I think they're very queasy about that.
Let me ask you this, because a lot of people, progressives especially, think that we're focusing too much on Joe Wilson and not enough on healthcare specifically. So Olympia Snow over the weekend came out and said that public option it just is not going to happen. Here's that clip.
It's universally opposed by all Republicans in the Senate, and therefore there's no way to pass a plan that includes a public option. So I think it's recognizing that because it is a roadblock to building the kind of consensus that we need to move forward.
So, I mean, we're just going to have to see, I guess, but I mean, it hasn't come up to a vote. We don't know what's, I mean, the idea that these people are running around saying let's get rid of the public option before we even have a vote, I think, is a little odd, but What's the fate of the public option, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
I don't know. I mean, it's I was watching that and was as puzzled as others because we had heard in the run-up to the Wednesday speech that Snow, Democrats, perhaps this is wishful thinking, and the Senate was saying that Snow might come out for the trigger and that with Snow might follow her colleague in Maine, Susan Collins, and after that, George Voinovich, the retiree from Ohio. So we had heard that the contours of the deal were a trigger with Snow going along for it. I don't know if this is public posturing. Snow's supposed to come out later in the week with a bunch of other middle of the roaders with an alternative plan that includes the co-ops, the Kent Conrad idea. So I am confused. I can't sort out at the moment. And I think a lot of people feel this way. The public posturing from the actual negotiations.
So Democrats are ready to ram this through. or ram this through, is something you're saying. So for the president on 60 Minutes over the weekend, listen to what he said about health care and the idea of ramming it through.
I own it. And if people look and say, this hasn't reduced my costs. My premiums are still going up 25%. Insurance companies are still jerking me around. I'm the one who's going to be held responsible.
How smart was that? I own it.
Well, on one hand, it certainly starched the drawers of Democrats. But on the other hand, I will throw another corollary at you, and that was the famous Colin Powell statement about Iraq, which is you break it, the pottery barn maximum. You break it, you buy it. So the question is he buying it because he wants to buy it, or is he buying it because he broke it? So I think we have a situation here in which, his prestige is clearly on the line. I think Wednesday night, and I think in no small part due to Joe Wilson, Wednesday night was a success, and much to my surprise, and I think the surprise of a lot of Democrats in the House and Senate, it kind of pulled folks back together. But I really do think here we're going to have some very difficult decision-making about what the White House position on the public option is. It really got punted on Wednesday night.
I agree with you, Glenn. And what I heard him say on Sunday night is that this has got to work, so I can't afford to weaken it to the point where I get some bipartisan votes, but then the thing doesn't work at the end. So that's the bigger risk for him. So I heard him seeming to say that he's more willing to push ahead and get it through with just Democratic votes. And then He seemed to be sounding that same message on Saturday at the rally in Minneapolis, which was a campaign-style rally that we hadn't seen. And we got the candidate Obama back. That was just, you know, talk about all fired up. Those people left cheering on their feet at the end of that rally.
I just want to point out, by the way, I was watching the MSNBC coverage of that, and Bill Press was actually on. And he says, this was similar to the speech that he gave to Congress, except this time it was in front of a live audience. So
so he seems to be ready to take this thing on the road and run with it and fire up his troops again, and they seem to be responding.
Well, I think that's the key. I mean, the big story of the summer wasn't so much the town halls. It was the failure of the Obama campaign machine, now nestled inside of the Democratic National Committee, to mount a counterattack. And I just thought I was
And what explains that? Do you know?
Well,
they did seem to be asleep at the switch, like they didn't understand that this was going to happen to them.
Well, I think that's a really good point. Look, I covered Hillary Clinton for 24 months and was out on the road with her. And the Clinton people were always, I don't know if you remember, Maureen Dowd used to refer to Obama as old Bambi. that he was a guy who couldn't really take a punch, and he was a guy who was certainly unwilling to throw a punch. And the Clinton people were always saying, let's get past Obama so that we can, sharpen our teeth on the hides of the Republicans. They were always they wanted to knock back the Republicans. I think it was a real feeling among a lot of folks up on the Hill, that Obambi was back in August. I think it was a simple matter, I am of a certain age where I remember the pre-internet age, and I remember when people actually used to call each other and organize and send each other letters. I think the Obama folks have fallen in love to some extent with their databases and their email lists and their Facebook pages and their Twitter accounts, and I think organizing this massive group of people around an issue, particularly an issue as nebulous as healthcare when there is not a real proposal on the table, just was not as galvanizing as getting them together around Obama himself.
That's a good point, Glenn, and I appreciate you all the hard work you're doing over there at Politico. We read it every morning here at the Bill Press Show, so you're doing killer, killer work. Thanks for joining us today.
Great talking to you.
Thanks, man. We'll be right back with more of the Bill Press Show.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The Pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to MaxMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
MaxMySpeed.com totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
MaxMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at MaxMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at MaxMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at MaxMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at MaxMySpeed.com. That's MaxMySpeed.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Feeling like a Friday morning commute with light volumes and decent speeds around town. No accidents out there to get in your way right now. Our heaviest jams are on southbound 25, I-70, taking you past Spear Boulevard. Speed still decent up in Thornton and Northland, but are heavy. Also southbound 225 in Aurora. Going to be a little heavy for you from Colfax to Alameda. The forecast today, mostly sunny but hazy. Small chance for afternoon thunderstorms, especially in the foothills. Look for highs in the low to mid-80s. Right now it's 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like special order Anderson windows and patio doors, now 10% off, only at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 23rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
What do the words quality, durability, and value mean?
Well, quality is a characteristic, meaning high grade, superior, excellent. Durability means long-lasting, enduring, resistant to wear. Value, the worth of something. These words apply to both Ralph Schaumpf Honda and Honda automobiles. And if you do your homework, you'll find Honda always ranked one of the highest for quality and reliability, always one of the highest ranked in resale value, and you'll find Honda always has excellent finance and lease packages available. Ralph Schaumpf Honda has been serving Denver for 68 years with a quality of service which has kept our customers coming back over and over again and remains Denver's number one volume selling Honda dealer. So if it's quality, durability, and value you're looking for, I'd say Honda and Ralph Schaumpf Honda are a marriage made in heaven, always.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom, thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Orville Redenbacher popcorn and Gatorade cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Anne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Basis. That's been under review. I understand that review is done and will be coming out probably in the next week or so. That'll be making news.
He's got a lot on his plate. I mean, it's interesting that you heard from somebody that said, look, we're not all about healthcare. One of the first things he mentions is the nuclear policy. I mean, he's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah, he's serious about change, and even he has to drag some of his own administration officials with him who are a little more conservative on these issues than he is. He's the transformer in chief.
I like that. I like that, sir. And speaking of which, by the way, he's going to be up in New York today to give a major speech. We're going to have some audio from that tomorrow on the Bill Press Show, I am certain. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. One of the big things is he's going to start to explain how we are going to start getting ourselves out of the financial situation, the government intervention of the financial situation. I'm curious to see how he lays it out and how quickly he thinks that we can untie ourselves.
And how he deals with the Republican counterattack, because you can see whatever the president does, they're trying to fit it into this frame of weakness, of vacillation, of big government. So if he talks about finances, they're going to accuse him of ruining the economy, this terrible economy he inherited.
Right.
And when he talks about nuclear weapons, they're going to talk about appeasement, about weakness, about backing down. So the president's got to be ready for these counterattacks. I hope he's learned the lessons of the health care debate and it can apply it to the financial and the nuclear policy debate.
And we'll be talking about it right here on the Bill Press Show. We're going to go to break here in just a second. I just want to mention, by the way, if you want to hear the entire show, everything on the show today, go to BillPressShow.com, buy a podcast account. You can get a monthly or yearly subscription. You can put it on iTunes automatically. It'll go right onto your iPod. You can listen to it wherever you go. We'll be right back on the Bill Press Show.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Credit card debt. If you have it, it's probably something you keep to yourself, something you don't really want to talk about. That's why if you're feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt, all you have to do right now is listen, because I'm going to tell you a little secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. How to settle your credit card debt for less than what you owe. All you have to do is call Consumer Debt Advocate for a free consultation that will help you eliminate your credit card debt for good and help you move on with your life. Call 1-800-903-7284. We'll help you consolidate your debt into one monthly payment and deal with the creditors directly so you don't have to worry. Imagine cutting your credit card debt by thousands. Let us help you today. Settle your debt for thousands less than you owe. Yes, you can change your life just by calling 1-800-903-7284 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-903-7284. 1-800-903-7284.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show. Down in the home stretch, almost done. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And a big, big thanks to the president of the Plowshares Fund, Joe Cirincione, for sitting in with me. Thanks so much, man.
My pleasure, Peter. Invite me back. I'll call my brothers up on the phone. We can talk about the Red Sox. We can get away from nuclear policy and foreign policy and talk more sports.
Well, no, look, it's interesting that this is on the president's agenda, so I'm glad that we got that in. And I'm also really curious. We're going to put something. We're going to link that Fareed Zakaria piece in the Washington Post on our website about Plan B, whether or not we should be negotiating with the Taliban. That's very...
Yeah, and by the way, you know, we have changed 30 years of policy. We're about to start direct talks with Iran. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah. Announced on Friday. So sometime in the next week or so, U.S. and European negotiators will be sitting down directly with Iran. First time the U.S. has done that in 3 decades.
That's change you can believe in. I mean, that's certainly a far cry from what we're used to saying. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. Visit BillPressShow.com for all of your Bill Press needs. You can get podcasts. You can get Bill's White House reports. We also have a list of companies that are still advertising on Glenn Beck's TV show. Big ups to Media Matters for helping us out with that. Tune in tomorrow. Bill's going to be back. Rick Sanchez from CNN will be joining us. And also on Wednesday of this week, Frank Rich from the New York Times will be joining us. So it's going to be a jam-packed week, and we appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again tomorrow. This is the Bill Press.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shuler, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It was a day that shook Wall Street to its core, the day venerable Lehman Brothers went belly up, igniting a panic that savaged financial markets the world over. In a Wall Street speech a few hours from now, marking the anniversary, President Obama will talk about the reforms he believes will prevent another meltdown. Big board trader Bernard McSherry says much has changed in the past year.
The structure of Wall Street itself has changed dramatically. Lehman Brothers is gone. Merrill Lynch doesn't exist as an independent company anymore.
University of Maryland professor Peter Morici believes the danger of another collapse is real, and the White House isn't doing enough to keep it from happening.
And the Obama administration hasn't articulated a clear, sensible framework for straightening out the bank.
Wall Street's new worry is about a possible trade war between the United States and China. CBS Money Watch senior editor Jill Schlesinger tells us about that.
This is a turf battle. We imposed some sanctions against China at the end of last week. Now they're coming back and they're fighting with us and saying, if you're going to slap us, we're going to slap you.
China's threatened tariffs on American chicken and auto parts in retaliation for new U.S. tariffs on Chinese tires. S&P futures are down 7.5 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Those jobs Americans wouldn't take, well, they're taking them. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Before the recession, an immigration raid could close down a factory, construction site, or meatpacking plant employing illegal immigrants. Today, those jobs are promptly filled by locals desperate for work. Any work. In fact, native-born workers now outnumber immigrants 3-to-1 in construction and 2-to-1 in farming, fishing, and forestry jobs. USA Today reports some companies have had to raise wages to attract those legal workers. Frank?
Now, police still have no positive ID for the body they found hidden behind a wall on the Yale campus, but they believe it was the body of Annie Lay, the graduate student who disappeared last Tuesday. Good friend Jennifer Simpson says all they could think about lately was her wedding, which was supposed to take place yesterday.
She was doing weather patterns to make sure that the weather would be perfect on her wedding day, and she just wanted everything to be perfect, everything down to table napkins to flowers.
A murder on the campus of the University of California, Irvine.
I've been with the Irvine Police Department for about 25 years, and this is the first one I can remember.
Lieutenant John Hare says a parking lot argument last night ended with a shooting that left a woman dead. The suspect is a graduate student who was the father of her child. A large study shows that a new flu drug called Paramivir could work as well as Tamiflu or even better. Dr. Jonathan McCullers is an infectious disease specialist.
What they're basically seeing is that if you're hospitalized with the flu and you're sick, it's going to get you better a day or two quicker than you would have otherwise. And perhaps it'll prevent some of the more serious complications, including death.
And the drug is given by injection, so it could be used by patients who can't swallow a pill. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote."
help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like special order Anderson windows and patio doors, now 10% off, only at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 23rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to GenuineService.com to sign up.
GenuineService.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
David Kale with an AM 760 local news update.
Snap on second down, four-man rush. Orton pumps once, throws, pass is going to be tipped, and caught! Stokely's got it! Here we go, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, Kofi House! Holy cow!
Holy cow is right. The Broncos' Brandon Stokely takes a deflected pass 87 yards, giving the Broncos a 12-7 victory in the waning moments of the game. The Broncos' only touchdown of the game. They come back to Denver 1-0 and play their home opener against Cleveland next Sunday. The Weld County town of Kersey is laying off one of its four police officers amid budget constraints. Town Administrator Tracy McCoy says revenues generated by the oil and gas industry are expected to fall, and some property values have fallen up to 20%. The Catholic Archdiocese in Pueblo has settled a lawsuit with two men who say they were sexually abused by a former priest. The accused priest committed suicide in 2005. And the Rockies take on the Giants tonight after dropping 2 of 3 against the Padres. Colorado still leads in the wild card race by 4.5 games over the Giants. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the Denver Drive's starting to get busy. You got a couple different highway accidents that may be getting in your way. Latest coming down, southbound I-25. This one's right around 23rd. The other one occurred eastbound I-70 near Peoria. Now, that one's off to the right shoulder, but it's catching some looks, so do factor that into your ride as you're trying to make your way to 2 1/4 and beyond towards DIA. We have a couple surface street crashes as well, one at Quebec and Leedsdale, other one Colorado and MLK. Time for a quick check on the day's forecast. It's going to be a warm day with a high of about 83, 84 degrees. We do have a slight chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 55. Currently, it's 61. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like TGI Friday's potato skins and Cheez-It crackers cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers.
Should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
This weekend, and
I was, of course, inundated with a lot of hate email, and last night got a full-on death threat, so I had to have the had the police out, filed a, you know, not a, I don't know what you'd call it, but I didn't really want to waste their time, you know, it was some, I mean, it was a pretty explicit death threat, but I felt guilty about wasting the police's time, because, you know, I didn't want to, like, make a huge deal out of it, but they came right out real quick. And checked it out, and so
well, Dave, we could give this guy's email out over the air, and we could bombard him not with death threats, but we could have some fun with this guy today.
You know, I'd rather not.
You
escalate.
Got his email, right?
I got his email.
Oh, come on, man!
No way. I don't want to escalate, man.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
I thought I'd be an antagonist this morning.
Well, we'll post the CNN clip, and folks can watch the CNN clip when we discussed the influence of race on this debate. I basically went on CNN and made the simple point that you know, these protesters talk about that they're upset about the trampling of the Constitution, and they're upset about the growth of government, and they're upset about the growth of the federal deficit. And my question is, where were all of these people when George W. Bush was president? Where were all these people when George W. Bush trampled the Constitution over and over again, grew the size of government, exploded the deficit at a faster rate than any president in history? Where were these people? And my point was, when you ask that question and you look at the signs and the messages from the Tea Party protesters, the answer starts to become obvious. There's this manufactured political lynch mob is motivated by partisanship, not ideology, and there's a difference there, right? They're motivated because they are the hardcore Republican Party base, not conservative ideologues, because if you're a conservative ideologue, you have as much, if not more, you would have had as much, if not more, of a problem with President Bush than President Obama on constitutional issues, on issues of spending and the deficit. So there's partisanship, and I think there's race. There is a hardcore group of people, when you look at them carrying Confederate flags, and you look at all of the language and the campaign to try to paint President Obama as a foreigner, as an Islamic terrorist. When you look at all of that, you are willfully ignorant. Really, that's what I think you are, willfully ignorant, if you cannot acknowledge that, in part, what is motivating this political lynch mob is race. And there are those who refuse to acknowledge that. And what I said on CNN is that the people who on the right who pretend that this is not a factor are engaging in dog whistle politics. Their leaders are blowing a racist whistle, which the general population, if you're not listening closely, it's hard to hear, but which the base, clearly, the base of the Republican Party and the Tea Party protesters clearly hear and are clearly motivated by. There are people who wake up in the middle of the night who cannot sleep knowing that there's an African American in the White House. And that is, in part, what this is about. And the denial of that, the denial that this is a political lynch mob, is so intense that I don't get just, every time I appear on television, I don't just get standard hate mail. Now I'm getting death threats. Now, one thing, of course, if conservatives' goal is to prove that they're not a political lynch mob, issuing death threats is not a good way to prove you're not a political lynch mob. Right? I mean, that seems like you're confirming that you're a political lynch mob. So, tactically, that's kind of stupid. We'll post the clip at www.am760.net. So it's been a pretty, dark weekend, for me. Spent Saturday night. I, tried to kick back after being on CNN. It was a pretty contentious debate. I kicked back with, Emily was gone. She was on, traveling for, her friend's wedding. So I, just me, Monty, some Jameson.
You and the kid?
Yeah, me and the kid, Monty, my dog.
And your good friend Jameson?
And my good friend Jameson. And
he's Irish, right?
He's Irish, yeah. And Terminator 2. That's a great movie.
It is pretty good.
I don't like Arnold.
I saw that in the theater when it came out, and that was a lot of fun. I remember I walked to the movie theater to
see it. It's a badass movie.
13 years old. Yes, it is.
It's really a badass movie.
Very good. You know, I got one of them Hick tickets this weekend.
What's that?
The ticket without the cop giving it to you?
Yeah.
The Hickenlooper ticket. Yeah. The Hick tick.
I've gotten one of those.
Man, I felt violated.
Yeah.
I really did.
I know.
I opened up that thing Saturday when I went and got the mail, and it has four pictures.
Well, they can't give you points.
One on my license plate, one of me sitting there looking like an idiot, and then one of me with the violation.
They can't give you points because they can't.
I want to fight it.
They can't confirm that it's you.
I don't like these cameras on every street corner, man.
I know. It's creepy.
It creeps me out.
It's Big Brother style.
So $75.
Yeah, I've gotten one of those
for
before.
Failure to stop at a red light. Man.
It's
what was I doing? I don't ever run red lights. I don't know what... How they caught me doing that.
Yeah, well, they're all over the place now, and it is kind of, it's a little bit Big Brother-ish. Of course, last night I got the this death threat, and it's like, you know how the universe conspires against you sometimes? I was already freaked out. I went to bed, and the doorbell rings at 2 in the morning, right? And I hate that, you know? I hate that. And I got all freaked out and, you know, went down and, you know, opened the door. And it was my brother's baggage. He had left our address. His baggage had gotten lost when he was flying home. And he left our address. Not nice for the airlines.
Yeah, thanks,
too.
Bro.
Yeah. Not just my bro. I mean, nice for the airlines. I mean, is there any... First you lose somebody's bag and then you deliver it at 2 in the morning? I mean, come on.
Hey, he might have needed his toothbrush or a new pair of underwear.
I mean,
they don't know.
I mean, I guess so, but like...
No, I get you, man. That stinks.
It's really...
There's nothing worse than losing your luggage and then, you know, for you to be the recipient of somebody knocking at your door at 2 a.m. to return it.
Yeah, it's...
When you got to wake up early and work out and...
It's really, 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 really... It really freaked me out.
I think the universe is conspiring against you, Dave.
It is. Lately, I feel like the universe has been conspiring against me. And you know what? Screw you, universe. I'm not backing down. We got the sun out.
Oh, that's great.
So it's not going to be gray today. Here's what we're going to do. We'll do after this break, we'll do a news update. I usually do a news update in this segment, but I was so bothered by what happened this weekend. So we'll do a news update after the break. We'll also check out, we got a really great show today. At 8 a.m., we're going to talk to the author of the Westward cover story on Colorado's booming medical pot business. That's at 8. At 9, we're going to be joined for a half an hour by George McGovern, the historic and famous George McGovern, talking about the war, talking about his new book on Abraham Lincoln. And then at 9:30, we'll talk to Free Press. They're putting on a big event here in Denver, which I'll be at, on Wednesday night, about media issues, consolidation in the media. New poll out today showing that the public's confidence in the media at an all-time low. I'll fill you in on that in the news update, but that's at 9:30 with Free Press. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin, just recovering from a death threat. Our topic of the day is trying to get you to start thinking right now. And don't call up yet. We're going to do a news update. But start thinking about, do you think it's fair to say that race and racism is at least a part of and a significant part of the so-called Tea Party protests? That's what we're going to be discussing today when we're not talking to our guests. Stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, working this crash southbound I-25 at 23rd Avenue. That makes things even more messy as you're trying to get into downtown. These delays go back to 58th Avenue. Also heavy up further north on the southbound side of 25, 120th down to 84th speeds in the teens there. Also got a crash eastbound I-70 near Peoria. It's on the right-hand shoulder. You're going to tap the brakes at Havana. Also working crashes 56th and Tower, Quebec and Leedsdale, and in the cleanup phase, Colorado and MLK. If you're on I-70 out on the east end in Lyman, you're going to deal with some fog. Might also see some of that on the north end, but we got some haze this morning around Denver. Your forecast, patchy fog, haze, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Also a chance for afternoon thunderstorms in the foothills and front range. Our current downtown temperature is 55 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South just got better. A lot better.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick.
You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30 is tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Save money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by Envirotest, AirCare Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
You've been looking for Pandora jewelry. Look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on September 18th, 19th, or 20th and get a Pandora bracelet free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Convenience to make your life run smoothly. We'll pick you up and drop you off while your car is being worked on. We answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need us, we're here. Call us at 303-761-8841 for an honest quote on what you need or don't need done. Cotman Transmission, 2630 South Broadway.
Larry H. Miller Volkswagen is shaking down prices. Lease the new Volkswagen CC Sport for just $299 a month or buy it for $31,990. Only at Larry H. Miller Volkswagen, 8303 West Colfax Avenue in Lakewood.
$299
Control your financial destiny with the all-new Lending Tree, giving you the ability to manage your money, your credit, and your loans all in one place. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
Randy Rhoads.
What are you teaching children when you boycott the President of the United States, you great patriots, you?
Teach.
I mean, give me a freaking break, man. What is your problem? You know what? I would like to hear it, Barack Obama. Ask the American people for one thing. Don't flip out every time I try and do something for you.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weeknight 7 to 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. At 8, the author of the Westward cover story on Colorado's booming medical pot business. At 9, former Senator, former Democratic presidential nominee George McGovern will talk with us for 30 minutes about the war, about health care, about his new book. And at 9:30, Free Press, the organization that fights for better and fairer media will be on to discuss their upcoming event here in Denver on Wednesday. I will be there. I'll fill you in on the details about that at 9:30. Now, let's go do a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, national news. The New York Times lead story on the weekend was public option fades from debate over health care. It was just one line in a campaign manifesto, and it hardly seemed like the most contentious. As a presidential candidate, then Barack Obama said he would establish a new public insurance program alongside private health care plans. That proposal has taken on a life of its own. The New York Times says that it now appears to be dying, a victim of an ineffectual White House strategy, the president's failure to argue passionately for it, and all-out opposition by the insurance industry and much of the healthcare industry. So the New York Times essentially laying the blame for the death of the public option at the feet of President Obama. The Wall Street Journal reporting, however, with the headline yesterday, Democrats stand by public option. Key Democrats in the Congress signaled that they weren't giving up on the idea of including the public option. despite waning support from the White House. No, it's not dead, Senate Majority Whip Richard Durbin of Illinois said of the public option in an appearance on Meet the Press. So we're seeing a congressional presidential split inside the Democratic Party. Of course, Republicans sought off by the insurance industry that even their most moderate member, Olympia Snowe of Maine, is now saying that she can't support a public option. The Hill newspaper reporting key senators like Snowe said Sunday, key Republicans, said the public option favored by Democrats is all but dead. Snowe demanding President Obama scrap the public option to pass a health care bill. The Washington Post story today, you want to talk about bias in the media on health care. The headline, reform opposition is high but easing, more support if the public option is dropped. President Obama continues to face significant resistance to his drive to initiate far-reaching changes to the health care system, according to its new poll. And the Post making the assertion that if the president drops the public option, it'll make it easier to pass the bill. Now, you got to go into the details to see how this story is rigged. The Post says the public option has become the major point of contention with support for the government creation of an insurance plan that would compete with private insurance stabilizing in the survey after dipping last month. So after the Post leads its entire story saying that the president, polls show that the president has to drop the public option, the Post acknowledges 55% of Americans say they like the idea. Now, it does say that the notion continues to attract intense objection. If the public option is removed from the bill, according to the Post poll, opposition to the overall package drops by 6 percentage points. Without the public option, 50% back the rest of the proposed changes. 6% is not insignificant, but it's not huge. And I find it interesting, in fact, I find it pathetic, that the Washington Post writes a story saying the public essentially is opposed to the public option when its own poll, 9 paragraphs down, it acknowledges that its own poll says a majority of the public supports the public option. That is why perhaps we shouldn't be surprised by this next story. The New York Times reports trust in news media falls to new low in Pew survey. Trust in the news media has reached a new low with record numbers of Americans saying reporting is inaccurate, biased, and shaped by special interests, according to a survey set to be released Monday. We'll talk about that with Free Press at 9:30. And you may recall that it was the Washington Post that got caught in that controversy just a few months ago, where its editors sent out a flyer and an invitation to lobbyists saying that if lobbyists gave money to the Washington Post would arrange special meetings and cocktail parties with the Washington Post's writers. So in other words, the Washington Post got caught trying to sell off its news coverage to special interests. Now, I'm not saying the Washington Post has done that yet, that controversy backed the Washington Post off, but I am saying that this new poll about people's faith in the media is based on reality, and you can see in the Washington Post story on the public option that, claiming that the public doesn't like the public option when at 9 paragraphs into its story it acknowledges that the public actually does like the public option, you can understand why the public is so skeptical of the traditional media. On to business news. The Politico reports financial reform on a rough road. 1 year after the collapse of Lehman Brothers, President Obama will travel to Wall Street today to push for new rules to ensure such a crisis doesn't happen again. But legislation to crack down on the financial industry faces long odds on Capitol Hill, with lawmakers buried by the healthcare debate and an avalanche of opposition from business groups. Obama has been criticized, and I think rightly so. His financial quote-unquote reform package basically continues to keep the big banks, the huge banks that caused this problem, huge and getting huger. Obama has refused to push any kind of antitrust strategy, any kind of Teddy Roosevelt-like antitrust strategy. And so the data that continues to roll in from agencies like the FDIC and the Treasury Department show that the net effect of the bailouts plus Obama's weak reforms is to make the huge banks even bigger and to crush the small community banks. It's a really, really sad story. Colorado local news. A lot of local news out there. The big news on the front page of the paper this weekend is Andrew Romanoff is formally announcing his campaign for the U.S. Senate on Wednesday. So that is going to probably dominate the headlines. Romanoff will be down in Pueblo announcing his campaign on Wednesday. We're going to try to get him on for an exclusive interview, hopefully the first interview, as a candidate. The news buried in the Denver Post about this story, there were two stories, and I think this is the most important one. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the Washington operation run by the U.S. senators, the incumbent U.S. senators. In the Denver Post, it says the powerful Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee said it is backing Bennett in the primary, Michael Bennett, unequivocally, according to its spokesman, Eric Schmidt. He declined, the spokesman did, to discuss whether that support would include a financial commitment during the primary. Now, our music on this show for Michael Bennett, when you hear this noise, you can basically bet that we're talking about Michael Bennett. His strategy is to raise a huge amount of money, huge, from out-of-state interests in order to buy the primary. And he's one of the wealthiest members of the Senate. And now you see the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee basically saying it is going to use its power, not basically, explicitly saying that it's going to try to use its power to help him buy the Senate primary. His whole strategy seems to be money. Now, when this bid happens, a lot of people are going to be asking a lot of questions about a sense of entitlement. Squarestate.net, which is the one of the big Colorado political blogs here, has a whole post up, and you should check it out at squarestate.net, about the sense of entitlement that seems to be radiating from Bennett. Here's a guy who gets appointed senator. No voters have cast any votes and is now using what influence he had as a lifelong Washington guy to try to get party elders in Washington to help him buy this primary. And so my guess is the theme of entitlement and privilege will play a major role in this upcoming primary. A new poll out, by the way, on the primary shows a mixed bag for Bennett. ColoradoPolls.com, it has a post up about a new Rasmussen poll showing pretty weak support for Bennett, although pretty weak support for the declared Republican candidates. Of course, the Denver Post reports that that set of Republican candidates is about to change. Former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton will formally announce her Senate bid Tuesday at three events statewide. Some business news here in Colorado. Colorado grocery workers are fighting against any concessions, and yet the grocery chains right now are pleading hardship, claiming that the recession has hurt their profitability, and yet the data shows that the grocery chains here in Colorado saw their profits rise 12.7%. The contract between the workers and King Soopers has now run out. Back to the question of whether there's going to be a strike. More business news. Airlines duke it out over Denver territory. The Denver Post reports that Frontier and Southwest, the rivalry gets more intense as the two carriers announce different and new routes. You should check that out. It should be, hopefully the competition will be good for consumers. Mayor Hickenlooper making some news. He announced this weekend that he has tapped his former manager for the Department of Human Services to serve as his new chief of staff. His old chief of staff was named last month as the biggest corporate group in Denver, head of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. That should tell you a little bit about, I think, who Hickenlooper has in mind and who he doesn't have in mind and where his connections and loyalties lie. Denver Business Journal reports that three members of President Obama's cabinet will come to Denver late this week on a three-city tour of sustainable communities. The transportation secretary, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, and the head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development will be here. We're going to be talking about medical marijuana in a few minutes. Greeley reports for the past 4 months, Richard Present up there has pumped about $20,000 into local, state, and county tax coffers. His business, Nature's Medicine, sits in downtown Loveland with little fanfare and few blowout sales, but he is a growing clientele, guaranteeing more tax money into an ailing economy. This piece in the Greeley Tribune, City Tackles Medical Marijuana, Legal Shops May Be Coming to Greeley. And we're going to check in at 8 with the author of the Westward piece on this growing business in Colorado. A couple more Colorado stories. Jared Polis is going to co-sponsor the bill overturning the federal ban on same-sex marriage. That's the story in the Colorado Independent, and that's good news. Bill Ritter was out in Grand Junction speaking to the group, the so-called Club 20. That's the big corporate group in Colorado. He had some protesters there, one person holding a Nazi sign. So some of the Tea Party lunatics out there meeting Governor Ritter out there. And there was this Denver Post story. Denver area leads the state in stimulus funds, says a U.S. government tracking website. You can check out what your community is getting on that same website. Check the Denver Post for that story. And the last story was a Denver Post business story I caught over the weekend. And as I just said, I just want to reiterate this. Quote, mega banks keep a lock on power after the meltdown of Lehman Brothers. Calls to break down giants are being ignored. Talks about the Obama administration refusing to crack down in any antitrust kind of way on those huge banks. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So a lot of news right there, and we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after this weekend of Tea Party protests in Washington and ask the very simple question. Do you think racism and race in general is motivating the Tea Party protests? Do you think that is a factor in the Tea Party protests? A controversial topic. I got some death threats this weekend for saying that I think it did, and it does, on CNN. Would love to hear what you have to say. And, you know, if you disagree, feel free to disagree. Let's have it out. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Is race a factor in the Tea Party protests? A hot topic, a controversial topic. Let's get it on after the break. But before we get a traffic update, John Turk's got some news on the winner of the Great American Beer Festival contest we've been running. What do you got, Turk?
Yeah, Dave, and I'm a little late for this. Sorry, everybody. We had an email issue this morning, so I had to dig through my junk mail and find this thing. But I do have the name of our winner this morning, Steve Conklin of Edgewater. You get a four-pack of tickets to the Great American Beer Festival. Call us right now at 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. And you will be the winner of a four-pack of tickets. I'll give you all the way up till 10 o'clock for that. Great American Beer Fest is this September 24th through the 26th. It's one of the most popular events in Denver each year.
Congratulations, Steve. Yeah. You'll see hopefully me and or Turk there. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah,
I need a drink
out,
or 10.
This is your only way to get it, yeah. I mean, there you get little four-ounce shots, but if you get there in time, you can do about 400 of them. Just kidding. So, again, the only way that you can get into the Great American Beer Festival is by registering now on am760.net, then listen for your name all week at 7:20 a.m. Again, I'm sorry I'm late this morning. Had an email snafu. So, Steve Conklin, again, 303-631-2760. Now we'll look at traffic. Southbound I-25 got a crash at 23rd Avenue. Delays back to 58th Ave. Also got a crash eastbound I-70 near Peoria. Sitting on the right-hand shoulder, backups to Havana, and also some surface street situations. Auto pet accident, Hamden and Poplar. That's right here in the tech center. Another crash, 56th and Tower, Quebec and Leedsdale, and at Colorado and MLK. Your forecast, mostly sunny but hazy, small chance for afternoon thunderstorms, especially in the foothills. Look for highs in the low to mid-80s. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save with all-new super price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like selected sizes of King Soopers bread, fresh express garden salad, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM760.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free at Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
"Let's go, life! Let's go!"
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Now there's a natural alternative that you can try absolutely free. Introducing Zencore Plus. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor. Zencore Plus is a combination of powerful herbs that will help to improve your sexual performance, stamina, and drive. Just take 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience fast-acting results with hours and hours of sustained sexual performance. Zencore Plus works the first time, every time. Guaranteed. I'm so confident that Zencore will work for you that I'm willing to give you a free sample so you can put it to the test. I know once you've tried Zencore, you'll swear by it.
Experience the incredible power of Dr. Develop's Zencore Plus absolutely free. Call 1-800-395-1031. That's 1-800-395-1031. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 1-800-395-1031. 1-800-395-1031.
The stage is set. The audience is definitely ready. Because tonight, well, it's the start of something big. Jay Leno takes the stage at 10, 9 Central.
Thank you for coming out.
With mega guest Jerry Seinfeld, Jay's bringing a whole new hour of comedy to television. The Jay Leno Show premieres at 10, 9 Central after the America's Got Talent finale, tonight on NBC.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like special order Anderson windows and patio doors, now 10% off, only at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Balance through September 23rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. One thing I did this weekend that was good, I checked the new study from the Environmental Working Group, www.ewr.org, on cell phone radiation levels, and I got myself a low radiation cell phone. Pretty psyched, actually. It's the Samsung Alias 2. So pretty psyched about that. Traded in my old cell phone. We had a a cell phone radiation expert on a couple weeks ago. Got a lot of feedback from you out there. You can check www.ewr.org. That new study just out. And it, you can look at your, you can look up your own cell phone. You can look up, you know what? I gave the wrong website. I'm sorry. It's the Environmental Working Group. Hang on. Let me just get this here. Environmental Working Group is EWG.org. My bad. EWG.org. And you can look up your own cell phone and other cell phones if you were interested in that discussion. We're going to get to our topic now. Let's open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo here and discuss whether you think race is involved in the Tea Party protests. I certainly think that it is. Is it the only thing that's involved in the Tea Party protests? No, absolutely not. Can you support the Tea Party protests and without being a racist? Of course. Is there a hardcore racist element in the Tea Party protests? I think it's undeniable. And you can look at the pictures from the Tea Party protests, some of the slogans, the Confederate flag. We've talked to Tim Wise, the scholar on racism. He makes the case that all the use of the terms Nazi and socialist are an attempt to brand President Obama as a black nationalist. And the way I see it is that the protesters who are screaming about the Constitution and screaming about the growth of government, screaming about the growth of the deficit, the fact that these are not the same protesters, these conservative protesters were not protesting in any way George W. Bush, suggests that they are not honest people. Now, when I was on CNN, I made this point, and somebody said, well, yeah, President Bush had protesters. Yeah, he had progressive protesters. He had people who protested against him because of the Iraq War. These are not the same people. These are hardcore conservatives. And they're not honest because they weren't out there. I didn't hear Glenn Beck ripping on President Bush in any kind of organizing marches against President Bush. Sure, you can pull up a couple quotes from him probably dinging President Bush. But there was not this upsurge from the right wing against President Bush when President Bush was doing exactly the thing, the kinds of things that these protesters say that they're so concerned about. And that, I think, leads us to conclude that what's at work here is extreme Republican partisanship and, I think, at its heart, a racial kind of backlash. Do you think I'm right? 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, and let's go to Pat in Denver. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Morning.
Good. Now, Liz, I went down to that anti-health reform this weekend at the Capitol. I had an Obama T-shirt on. And I definitely feel that this is more racially motivated than anything else. I had one of the guys there tell me, what do you think of your dumb A man now? I told him, who are you talking about, Bush? He says, no, he says the other one, you know, Obama. And he says he's nothing but a half-breed. So when he told me that he's nothing but a half-breed, that tells me, you know, that it is racially motivated. And if I had been quick on my feet, I would have responded, you know what, you're right, he is a half-breed. Unfortunately, he's not all black.
that would have been a very
that would have been a very
good point. And
you know, one more thing, David.
Go ahead.
You know, I told him, I said, you know what the problem is with you people? He says, what do you mean, you people? I said, you Republicans. I said, it's not your anti-health reform issue. It's your racism. I said, that's what the problem is.
Yeah, and I think that what's amazing is that people continue to deny this. I mean, it is classic dog whistle politics. I was on CNN, and the chairman of the Florida Republican Party, now he was better than most. I have to give him credit for that. But he said, you know, I don't think really race is driving this debate. And I said, you know, that's dog whistle politics. You know, it's the signaling to the base to try to tap into that racial backlash without explicitly. I mean, it's absolutely true. The examples of explicit, really explicit, overt racism are far less than the much more implicit, the much harder to detect but pretty clearly racially motivated critiques and criticism. And that's the trick, right? And the conservative leaders have mastered this. They have mastered this. You know, Glenn Beck goes after Van Jones and Acorn and says that they're activist groups, right? And he shows, you know, he says he's going, and the whole point is to tap into this 1980s created image during the Reagan Revolution of radical civil rights era black leaders who should supposedly frighten white America. I think that's what this is all about. Hey, Pat, thanks for the call. Arlene in Aurora. Arlene, you're on AM760.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I definitely believe a lot of this is racially motivated. Nobody's talking about that 800-pound gorilla of racism in the room. And what's sad to me is that a lot of people will vote against, protest against their own best interests because they don't want black people to get benefits. And what's really sad is we're the least of their worries on that.
Well, and we've played the clip from when President Obama went to Virginia, Appalachia in Virginia, and there was a clip, just a really telling clip of a guy who said, you know, I don't support his health care reform because I think that he's aiming to help black people and minorities and hurt white people. And that's exactly what Glenn Beck has said, right? Glenn Beck has said the president doesn't like white people, he's a racist. And to me, that's what is really, I think, driving this. Now, there are going to be people who are going to call up and say, you know, it's, you know, I support the Tea Party protests and I'm not a racist. And look, I said on CNN, and I've said it here on this radio show a million times, I was against the bailouts. I'm right. Against handing out money to fat cats. I want us to pass the right policies that get the deficit under control. Let's better tax rich people. Let's close corporate tax loopholes. But that's not what these people are about.
No, and they weren't about it when Bush came up with all these tax cuts for the wealthy and spending all of our money on Iraq. Where were these Tea Party people then?
And I think that's what tells the story, right? That's what tells the ultimate story about what the motivation is.
Exactly.
There are people who are Republican partisans who hate that there's a Democrat in the White House, and there are people out there in the Tea Party protest movement that are racist, that do not like that a black man is the president of the United States. And it's going to be a long fight, because this is not going anywhere. I don't care if we pass health care. This fight against that kind of deep-seated passion, ugly, dark passion, is going to be a very, very long fight. Arlene, thanks for the call. 7:50, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Well, still working this crash on southbound 25 at 23rd Avenue. It's making it real tough as you're traveling southbound on 25. First in northbound, 120th to 84th stop and go. And then again, these delays back up past 58th. Also stop and go, westbound C-470, Bowles to Quincy in Aurora, southbound 225, showing speeds in the teens and 20s as you get around Parker Road, making your way to the tech center. Couple different auto pet accidents out there. A new one, Federal and Yale. Also one at Hamden and Poplar. That's near Tamarack here in the DTC. Also a crash in North Denver, 56th and Tower. Your forecast, patchy fog and haze in the AM, becoming mostly sunny. A high of 83 today. Got also a chance for afternoon thunderstorms in the foothills. Our current downtown temperature, 54 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using leptin.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, oh, this is awesome, Mom, thanks. I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Tyson Anytizers and DiGiorno Pizza cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Your money in this tough market. 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David, thank you.
Imagine getting something that will never lose its value. Sound too good to be true? Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never-circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shore, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
'76 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Does race play a role in the Tea Party protests? 303-713-7600. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Let's go to Jim. Jim in Lakewood, you're on AM 760.
Hey, happy Monday, Dave.
You too.
I think there's racists out there, but I don't think that it plays a role in the protests. And I think sometimes in politics people like to demonize who they disagree with, and I think calling protesters out there racist is doing that.
You don't think there's any racist evidence of racism in the protests?
Yes, there are some out there. There's racists in America.
You just said two things. You said that there were some evidence of racism. There is some evidence of racism in the protests, but it's not fair to say that.
No, you didn't. That's not what I said. I said that there's racists, but that's not what's fueling the protests.
What about the images from the protest? And we'll post them on our website. The images from the protest of people carrying Confederate flags. There's all sorts of racially tinged signs. That doesn't say to you that this is playing a role at all in these specific protests?
I didn't say it didn't play a role at all, but no, you can carry a Confederate flag That's the Army of Northern Virginia. It's Southern heritage, and unfortunately, hate groups have taken that flag and used it. But that's not what the flag stood for.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me just pose this to you. I said at the beginning, I agree that if you support the protests, it doesn't automatically mean you're a racist.
Right.
There are a lot of people who support the protests who are not racist.
We agree on that. Right.
However, I do think that, especially among conservative leaders, they are trying to tap into a racist backlash as well. I mean, I think we can agree on that. Now, calibrating what percentage of the Tea Party protests are racist and what are partisans and what are genuinely honest ideologues, it's hard to calibrate. But I think it's a problem when people deny, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but a problem when people deny that there is any racism at all. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to talk about the marijuana business in Colorado after the break.
AM 760. How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
724-1001 or visit iconlasic.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A year after the collapse of Lehman Brothers rattled financial markets around the world, President Obama will be on Wall Street 2 hours from now trying to reassure investors. He'll tell them the White House is on the case.
I'm Peter Mayer. One of President Obama's top proposals calls for a new consumer agency to oversee the marketing of financial products, including credit cards and mortgages. Banking interests, though, have been lobbying against the idea, so the president is taking his own lobby clout directly to Wall Street. He'll speak to executives right in the same power center where the government is still a big stakeholder in some of the major companies.
The last thing Wall Street wants is a trade war with China, but that could happen. President Obama fired the first salvo by imposing tariffs on Chinese tires. Beijing shot back with tariffs on American auto parts and chicken.
This is not good for markets. This is a terrible thing when you look at the free flow of globalization. This is about the worst thing you can have, some little whiff of protectionism, and that is not good for markets.
CBS Money Watch editor Jill Schlesinger. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 45 points. Laws against playground bullying don't seem to be working. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnetta. Why not, Barry?
They're not tough enough, Frank. An Associated Press survey of bullying laws around the country finds most lack strict punishments or tracking system to make sure they're being enforced. 44 states have laws banning bullying, including Georgia, where school districts can lose state funding if a bully isn't transferred after 3 violations. Problem is, the state doesn't collect data on those incidents, Frank.
Police in New Haven won't say if they have any suspects in the disappearance and now apparent murder of graduate student Annie Lay. They believe a body that was found behind a Yale medical building wall was that of the 24-year-old bride-to-be. Friend Jennifer Simpson tells the CBS News Early Show Lay wasn't one to take chances with her safety.
Annie always made sure she was safe. You know, she doesn't walk around at night by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had to work late, she would make sure that somebody could come pick her up or walk with her.
In Karachi, Pakistan, 18 women and children collecting free flour have been killed in a stampede. The company that owns Avis and Budget is going smoke-free on October 1st. Smoke in one of their cars and you'll pay a $250 fine.
that's been the number one special request that we've been getting over the last couple of years is for smoke-free cars.
And company spokesman John Barrow says it costs more to clean cars that have been used by smokers. The New York Times says private security guards who worked for the Blackwater Company were out of control long before a shooting incident 2 years ago that left at least 14 Iraqis dead. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
This seems to be pretty much over the top, firing weapons indiscriminately, throwing objects at Iraqis as they were driving through the city in an effort to perhaps incite violence.
This is CBS News.
Hey, want to take home something really special from your travels? How about a free night? Just stay three straight nights with a Econo Lodge or Roadway Inn. You'll earn enough Choice Privileges points for a free night on your next stay at over 1,500 Choice Hotels. Yep, a value like that sure beats a souvenir keychain, even the kind with your name on it. To start earning free nights with a Econo Lodge or Roadway Inn, you got to book at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE.
Free night based on an 8,000-point reward night with arrival between 8:31 and 11:19:09. Requires eligible rate. See choicehotels.com.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your odometer.
22,105.2.
Thanks, odometer.
22,105.3.
So you're telling me I should
go to your Ford dealer for scheduled maintenance. 0.4.
I will, thank you.
22,000, you're welcome. 5.5.
Yeah, get the works fuel saver package. Oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point inspection. $29.95 or less after mail-in rebate. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 10/31/09.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update.
Snap on second down, four-man rush. Orton pumps once, throws, pass is going to be tipped, and caught! Stokely's got it! Here we go, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the house! Holy cow!
Holy cow is right. Brandon Stokely goes 87 yards off a chipped pass in the waning seconds of the game to give the Broncos a 12-7 victory over Cincinnati. An improbable win, but the Broncos are 1-0, and they play the home opener against Cleveland next Sunday. Denver Boulder Turnpike drivers could make their work commute faster if a federal grant comes through. It's a $200 million request on behalf of businesses and local governments that would allow for an additional HOV lane in each direction between Federal and the Interlochen exit. The Denver Post reporting the coalition won't learn until January whether the grant money is headed this way. The Weld County town of Kersey is laying off one of its four police officers. Budget constraints. Town Administrator Tracy McCoy says revenues generated by the oil and gas industry are expected to drop, and some property values have fallen by up to 20%. Rockies take on the Giants tonight. They dropped 2 of 3 against the Padres, but still lead the Giants in the wild card race by 4.5 games. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25, still sluggish as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, pretty much just after 120th as you're making your way on that approach to 84th. Southbound 225, Dragon, Parker Road up towards I-25. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s in spots through that stretch. They've cleaned up a crash downtown, southbound I-25, that occurred right around 23rd. Got an auto versus pedestrian accident at Federal and Yale. Sounds like somebody also hit a pedestrian. This is at 26th in Raleigh. There's a lot of police activity at that intersection. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm day with a high of about 83, 84 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 55. Currently it's 61. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado Tourism Office. Plan your fall getaway today with deals on food, lodging, and attractions at HotDealsColorado.com.
I love drain solvers. Let me count the ways. One, they are on time, every time. Two, they're available 24.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Ganjapreneurs, Yes, that's right. Medical marijuana and marijuana dispensaries here in Colorado. That's the subject of this week's Westward piece by Joel Warner. Cash crop. A second wave of ganjapreneurs is taking over Colorado. Can their pot of gold last? We have Joel on the line with us to discuss his new story. Joel, thanks for taking the time this morning.
No problem.
So there's been a lot in the news about marijuana here in Colorado, the dispensaries, the registry list. There was a story recently that state authorities were raising questions about the fact that there were only a very few number of doctors who were handing out the majority of prescriptions for medical marijuana. What is going on in Colorado on the issue of drug policy reform, the marijuana business, now that there is a president in the White House who seems to have a somewhat more progressive view on this issue than his predecessor?
Well, what seemed to have happened was, you know, for the past 8 years that this law had been on the books here in Colorado, things were pretty quiet. You know, there are a few people who are becoming patients. As of the beginning of this year, there were about a dozen dispensaries around the state, about 5,000 people on the state registry, which kind of lets them become medical marijuana patients. Then, as you noted, the Obama administration in February signaled that it would be respecting state medical marijuana laws. And that, to a lot of people in the state, signaled that, okay, now we're safe. Even though federally marijuana is still illegal, you know, we can become patients, we can open dispensaries. And that's when we started to see, like, this first real kind of boom of dispensaries.
And how much of a boom has it been? I mean, where were we and where are we now in terms of the medical marijuana business?
Now, like I said, there were about 5,000 people on the state registry at the beginning of this year and about a dozen dispensaries. Out of the state's records, as of June 30th, there were more than 10,000 people who had applied for the registry. And as of Westward calculations, there's about 75 dispensaries statewide. Now, what the state records don't show is that as of today in September, there's a lot more people. The state's getting about 400 people daily applying to become
400 new people.
Yes.
400
daily.
New people daily. Wow. We're talking to Joel Warner. He's got a new piece in Westward called Cash Crop. A second wave of ganjapreneurs is taking over Colorado. Can their pot of gold last? You can find it at www.westward.com. How confident are the businesses that are engaged in this second wave, as you say? How confident are they that this economy that they're operating in, this marijuana, medical marijuana economy, is going to survive? I mean, and it's not just the dispensaries, as you say in your story. You've got legal consultants, insurance companies, real estate brokers. This is a, you know, as every sector of the economy has residual sectors of an economy that support it. How confident are the economic actors in this sector of the economy that this is going to be a stable, sustainable, legally sustainable part of the Colorado economy?
Well, I think the reasonable ones are fairly wary about what's going on. I think they're, you know, realizing that right now is a really good time for them to make as much money as possible until more of the legal questions get figured out.
I mean, so it's sort of a boom bust right now. Is it like that kind of attitude, like the Wild West? Like, let's make as much money as we can in this legal gray area. Hope that the laws are sorted out that in a way that's amenable to what we're doing, but they may not be. So let's make as much of a business as we can right now. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, because I mean, the law itself doesn't even mention dispensaries. All it says is that the state can have medical marijuana patients and there can be caregivers. And so essentially you have, you know, dozens and dozens of businesses that have basically contracted with three main lawyers in this state to kind of build this whole legal framework that might or might not hold up in court to allow these businesses.
What is the linchpin? What has to happen? What could happen that would solidify this or eliminate it? In other words, what specifically? I know you've got some information in your story about what Attorney General John Southers might do. If there is going to be clarity on this issue of drug policy reform, medical marijuana in specific, what has to happen?
Well, some people would like, say, state officials to look at the issue, to try to find some real regulations to help deal with this industry. But there are a couple problems with that. One being the fact that, unlike every other state that has passed medical marijuana laws, this one is in our state constitution. This is an amendment. So it's pretty hard to tweak that. So, you know, even the state legislature, you know, it's going to take some work. The other thing is that it's such a political hot potato. The state health department tried to pass rules this past summer, and hundreds of pot activists showed up and kind of battled them down. So it looks like it might have to come in the courts. You know, it might be a court case that kind of defines what a caregiver, you know, is in this state, and whether or not dispensaries can count as a caregiver.
We're talking to Joel Warner. His new story in Westward is called Cash Crop. A second wave of ganjapreneurs is taking over Colorado. Can their pot of gold last? It's obviously all about medical marijuana and the dispensaries here in Colorado. Your story has a very interesting passage on how the legal gray area that this part of the economy is operating in can create real challenges for the dispensaries themselves. For instance, and I'm reading here, you've got a section in here about bank loans. You know, can banks, should they give loans, for instance, microloans, to dispensaries, knowing that those dispensaries may be at odds with federal law? What challenges do these other kinds of challenges do these dispensaries face? I mean, to give us a taste of really how hard it is to do business in this kind of area.
Well, one thing that's funny is that kind of the first wave of dispensaries were these kind of down and out, kind of shabby looking places run by people who might or might not have business experiences. You know, that's what it was for the first few years of this industry. Now that we have real business people coming in, restaurant owners, people from other businesses, you know, who are trying to create more legitimate operations, they're running into these sort of challenges. You know, you brought up issues in terms of bank loans. There's issues of, you know, can you get a business credit card? Because that's the same issue in terms of finances going over state lines. There's the issue of how do you advertise? I mean, can you put up a sign on the front of, you know, on the front of your store with the big pot leaf on it?
And if I understand you correctly, you're saying that the businesses or other economic actors who may have to okay or not okay such decisions, for instance, the billboard owner or the bank lender or the landlord of the mall that one of these dispensaries may be operating out of, they are actually having to weigh whether they will ultimately be legally liable if the federal government decides to crack down. Is that basically what's going on here?
I think, you know, some people have been wondering, you know, depending on the next administration or whatnot, you know, will the other people involved, will they, you know, like you said, be liable? Now at the same time, you know, cities and towns, because the state kind of washed its hands of regulating these places, cities and towns are looking into passing their own laws and regulations to help kind of solve some of these conundrums.
The legal gray area, you're saying, so basically county governments, municipal governments, city governments are trying to clarify the legal gray area. And you know, the problem is that if federal law, you know, between what's on the books and enforcement policy is gray, ultimately this leaves it up to, in some cases, the whims of who's ever in office. And when we talk about being held liable, you know, it's basically, you could see that, for instance, the credit card issuer to a medical marijuana dispensary operating legally under state law, but maybe not under federal law, or at least in a federal gray area, you know, they could ultimately, with a different kind of administration, be held liable as an accomplice to a crime. And so that obviously creates a paralysis in this business. So my last question for you, and again, we're talking to Joel Warner, his new story in Westward Cash Crop, a second wave of gondrepreneurs is taking over Colorado. My last question for you is, where do you see this going? I mean, you've done a lot of reporting on this. Do you think we're going to stay in this gray area for a long time? Do you sense that there's going to be some clarity? And what is the attitude of those who are in this business? I mean, are they confident, or are they getting more and more nervous by the day?
I think right now there are a lot of people who are benefiting from the fact that this is still a gray area. You know, because there aren't a lot of rules, people can kind of do whatever they want. Well, a lot of people say they want rules, and I think some responsible people really do want new rules. I think people will like to keep this thing pretty much undefined as long as possible. And as long as we have that, we're going to keep seeing growth. We're going to see more business-oriented people coming in.
So they want the gray area.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I see it.
They are thriving in the gray area, and they actually don't necessarily want legal clarity, because legal clarity may mean the end of their business.
Just like any business, you know, the more rules you put on it, the harder it is to operate.
Joel Warner, again, his new article is in Westward, www.westward.com. Cash Crop, a second wave of gondrepreneurs is taking over Colorado. Can their pot of gold last? I suggest everybody who's interested in this issue and in drug policy reform in general take a look at it. Joel, thanks for taking the time this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
819 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. After the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, get back to our discussion of race in the Tea Party protest. Do you think racism is in part fueling the rage at President Bush that we saw in the marches on Washington over the weekend? One note, you heard a lot of lunatic conservative commentators saying that there was almost 2 million people there in Washington. ABC News confirmed with the Washington, D.C. Fire Department that they estimated roughly 60,000 people. Now, I'm not saying 60,000 people is nothing. 60,000 people is 60,000 people, but hardly a quote-unquote massive turnout that you heard about on the news. I kept turning on CNN and Fox, and they were saying it was a massive turnout. Now, there were hundreds of thousands of people who came out for the Iraq War protests, and those were billed as relatively small. And you've got 60,000 people showing up in D.C., and that's called a massive turnout. It just, again, shows you what kind of bias really exists in the media. And we'll get to a discussion after this break about whether you think part of this is fueled out of a racist backlash. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Come on into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Give us your thoughts on whether you think race is fueling this Tea Party movement, this Tea Party backlash. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. They did just clean up that crash southbound 25 at 23rd Avenue, but still delays beginning at 58th. Up north, speed starting to improve a little bit for you in North Glen and Thornton as you're making your way down towards downtown. Northbounders, no problem moving across the tech center and into downtown. Do have some traffic out in Littleton, westbound C-470, Ken Carl to Hamden. Also for eastbounders there in Highlands Ranch, Lucent to 25. Still working a couple auto pet accidents, Hamden and Poplar, and again at Federal and Yale. And if you're in Lyman area on I-70, you're going to be dealing with some fog right now. Your forecast, mostly sunny but hazy. Small chance for afternoon thunderstorms, especially in the foothills. Look for highs in the lower to mid-80s. Right now, 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
866-9943. 866-796-9943.
The tax helpline is not a government agency.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like special order Anderson windows and patio doors, now 10% off, only at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 23rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
Watch Eye on Television. Add more to Monday nights. One night, three award-winning dramas. Starting tonight at 8, 7 Central. Watch Ghost Whisperer.
You have to see it to believe it.
Then at 9, the investigative hit, Dr. Criminal Minds.
Tonight's only just begun.
Plus, the Eye on Television original series, Durham County at 10, starring Hugh Dillon.
So much for small-town charm.
Together, they add up to one great Monday night. Eye on Television, positively entertaining.
Randy Rose.
What are you teaching children when you boycott the President of the United States, you great patriots, you? I mean, give me a freaking break, man. What is your problem? You know what? I would like to hear Barack Obama ask the American people for one thing. Don't flip out every time I try and do something for you.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weeknight 7 to 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're just joining us, I got a death threat yesterday night. I appeared on CNN this weekend and for a discussion about whether there was a racist element in the Tea Party protests. I said that Glenn Beck and the right-wing political terrorists had built themselves a politmob, and that these protests that we're seeing, I think, are the expression of a couple of different things. They're an expression of extreme partisanship, Republican Party partisanship, and they're an expression, at some level, of latent racism. I don't think they are an expression of ideology. By that I mean, this is not, even though it is billed as such, this is not a question of ideological libertarianism or conservatism. Why do I say that? Because, you know, you hear a lot from the protesters and Glenn Beck and all the rest of these lunatics that, oh, they're worried about the trampling of the Constitution, and they're worried about the growth of government, and they're worried about spending, and they're worried about the deficit. And that's the only thing that motivates them. Well, the way you know that that's not true is to remember that these people were nowhere to be found during the Bush administration. Where were the supposed defenders of the Constitution on the right? Where were the mass protests from conservative Tea Party people. When George Bush trampled the Constitution with the Patriot Act, with the warrantless wiretapping program, with the torture and detainment situation, with the suspending of habeas corpus, where were the constitution? Where were the conservative constitutionalists? I know where the progressive constitutionalists were. They were out there trying to fight that. Where were the Tea Party people? And where were the Tea Party people? Where was Freedom Works, the corporate front group that's organizing the Tea Party protest? Where was Glenn Beck? Where were the right-wing lunatics when George W. Bush was hugely expanding the size of government, hugely expanding the deficit, throwing a huge amount of money at Wall Street? Where were the protests on the Bush administration? And the answer is, they were nowhere. They were nowhere. And the fact that they were nowhere exposes what's really going on. The honest ideological conservatives who say, who were raising questions, and there were very few of them, but those who were raising the questions during the Bush administration, they've got some credibility with me. I don't agree with all of them, but they've got some credibility. This mass group of almost completely white, and that's important to remember, all you saw yesterday was almost completely a completely white crowd, almost completely white crowd of conservative activists in Washington, D.C. These people were nowhere to be found when George Bush was doing precisely the things that they claim to be opposed to. And the fact that there's that double standard there should tell you all you need to know about what's really motivating this. It's not honest objection. It's not honest ideology. It's not a worry about the growth of government. It's not a worry about trampling the Constitution. It is extreme Republican partisanship, anger after an election where the Republicans were crushed. And it is, yes, in part, a racist urge, a racist impulse, a group of people, not all of them, but some of them. People who cannot stand the fact that there is an African-American in the White House. Do you think I'm right? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Feel free to disagree with me. Let's bring it on. But one thing I ask, if you can please refrain from any death threats, I would very much appreciate that. I got one last night, had the police out to check it out. It was pretty freaky. I got that death threat after being on CNN and discussing this issue and saying that, yes, race, unfortunately, is a part of this. So if you can refrain from that when coming into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, I would appreciate it. Mark in Colorado Springs. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning.
Proud Coloradian, born and raised in South Carolina. You know, you make it hard for us to call in and comment because all I can say is that I agree with you. And I agree with you because, and I also know progressive, I guess, in a sense, Republicans, friends of mine, that I would still like to say that do also see race. Now, of course, I have no proof, but people would say I'm making that up. But it's because I would like to say I'm able to tell friends that I know Republican friends. I have Republican friends that now throw their hands up and say they may not agree with this president on health care, though they have government around healthcare and so forth and so on, but they also see now the race aspect, and they know the race aspect exists, and the race aspect is what's driving the, as you would say, the lunatics in Washington. So it makes it hard for us to comment because I agree with you 110%. And what's funny is I say the reason why you got death threats was the same reason why those who marched to the South with my mother, and I'm proud of my mother to say that she, if it wasn't for her, I would not have the freedom that I now enjoy. And she was beaten in this country for the freedom that I now enjoy as an African-American. But there were white people on the side of her that were being called the same name and got the same death threats because when we bring truth to light, those people that in Washington cannot battle the truth. They cannot stand up to what is true. And you pose the questions that I always pose. Where were you when George Bush did it? You know, where were you? I just want to know where you were. I don't agree with this president, especially with the the banks, I'm willing to stand and say enough is enough.
Yeah, and I think that's really important, right? I mean, here's the thing, first of all, I really appreciate the call and you bring up your own family's history in this fight, and I think that, you know, yeah, I got a death threat last night, but that pales in comparison to what other folks are dealing with, whether folks who are uninsured, don't have health care, or folks who are African Americans who deal with racism every day. So I appreciate you bring that up, and it's an important point. I think, look, here's the thing. I mean, I get criticized sometimes from the left and a lot from the right because the thing is, the truth has no bias, right? The truth has no bias. Sometimes the truth is going to piss off people who want to believe that President Obama is doing exactly the right thing at all times, right? And so we talked last week after the president's speech, and I said, look, the problem with the president's speech is that on health care it was a good speech, but on the legislative details, he seems to be backing off from the progressive goal of a public option. And people got pissed off and said, oh, you know, you're bashing Obama. And then I, on this weekend, I was on CNN and saying, look, the Tea Party protesters are in part motivated from right. And I got nasty hate mail from the right. Here, the truth does not have a bias. And you're exactly right. What the people in power, whether it's the Obama administration or the members of Congress of both parties, or the Tea Party protesters who are trying to preserve the status quo. The status quo does not like the truth. The status quo gets afraid of the truth. And the hardest thing to do, but the most important thing to do, especially at such a dark time that we're living through as right now, is to continue to push forward the truth. I really do believe that the old adage is true. The truth will set us free. But the truth can be a scary thing to people who have a vested interest in not allowing it out. Mark, thanks for the call.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's exactly right. You can't handle the truth. The status quo cannot handle the truth. And as I've said, if you want propaganda, if you want lunacy, if you want fantasy, you've got a whole radio dial filled with people on all sides. Here, we try to stick to the truth and to the facts. And I think it's pretty fair to say that there is, in part, a racist element of these Tea Party protests. Interestingly, the chairman of the Florida Republican Party, when I was on CNN, when backed into a corner, he said, look, you basically can't deny that that's some of that is going on. I actually appreciated the honesty, even though it took him a little time to get there. But the phones are open, 303-713-7600. Come on, the AM760 Progressive Dojo. If you agree, disagree. Is race a factor in the Tea Party protest? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, in the last traffic report, I was talking about how good northbound 25 is moving along. Well, that's not the case anymore. Got some stop and go coming out of Castle Rock, Happy Canyon to Surrey Ridge. That's a long stretch. So it's going to take you some time to get to the tech center. I had about 15 minutes there. Also got a new crash left shoulder. Once you get to Dow, the backups there begin at Evans. So you might want to hop off and use one of those surface streets to get to downtown. Again, a crash northbound I-25 near Downing. Southbound side, sluggish coming in, 58th to 23rd. That's due to an earlier accident. Also stop and go southbound 225 Parker Road to the interchange. And on the surface street, still a auto ped accident in the cleanup phase. Hamden and Poplar, that's near Tamarack. Also got some fog on I-70 in Lyman. Forecast today, patchy fog and haze in the AM. That's going to become mostly sunny with a high of 83. Also a chance for afternoon thunderstorms in the foothills. Our current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM760 on your...
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
Comcast has one sweet deal for you. Call 1-800-COMCAST by September 21st and get Comcast Starter Digital Cable for only $29.99 per month for an entire year with free professional installation. Comcast Digital Cable delivers lots of your favorite cable channels, handy interactive on-screen program guide with parental controls, plus hundreds of free movies and shows on demand. Play, pause, fast forward, or rewind whenever you're ready to watch. Act now and get the same sweet deal on Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost. Just $29.99 per month for 1 year. Enjoy blazing download speeds and McAfee security included. Pick one or both. Comcast Digital Cable and high-speed internet. Just $29.99 each per month for 1 year with free installation. That's one sweet deal. Hurry, call 1-800-COMCAST by September 21st and save. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
Money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by Envirotest Air Care Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like advanced access to discounted travel packages to attend the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. February 12th to 28th, 2010, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 6% savings on all available packages, guaranteed best seats at events, and can take advantage of pre-sale opportunities for other travel benefits. For reservations, visit Visa.com/signature. Visa, worldwide Olympic sponsor and proud sponsor of the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. To check out the full list of perks, visit Visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Guaranteed best seats are within travel provider's allotment. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Pepsi, Red Baron Pizza, and Farm Rich Cheese Sticks cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
.com. That's 303bundles.com.
So you're with the in-laws, with nothing to talk about. You grab your iPhone or BlackBerry, tune into their favorite radio station, and no more silence. Plus, they now think you're a genius, thanks to the iHeartRadio app, free at iHeartRadio.com.
840 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. Just to remind everybody, we're talking about, is race and racism a factor in the opposition to President Obama, and specifically in the Tea Party protests? I just want to remind folks of this clip we played a couple of, it's probably a month and a half, 2 months ago, from a man on the street interview by NPR when President Obama was about to visit rural Virginia, where a lot of the where the protests, the Tea Party movement is quite strong. Here's what they what I think was a typical comment that suggests that race really is a factor in these Tea Party protests.
The health care plan he's got, Obama, is going to hurt people in the long run. Minorities going to get more attention than the whites and stuff like that. That's the way I take it from what the news was talking about.
So there, to me, is at least the guy being honest about what is motivating at least some of the opposition to President Obama. But we're going to throw it open here. Do you think that race is a factor in the Tea Party protests in specific? The protests, 60,000 people showed up in D.C. This weekend. This was, of course, conservative lunatics and propagandists and liars said that it was 2 million people who showed up. ABC News interviewed the Washington, D.C. Fire Department, which formulates the official estimates, and they said it was about 60 or 70,000 people. So not exactly a massive turnout. In fact, really quite an embarrassing turnout when you consider how much media was behind it. Glenn Beck, Fox News promoting this. To turn out only 60 or 70,000 people is really humiliating. If the anti-war movement had turned out 60 or 70,000 people before the Iraq War, it would have been absolutely ridiculed for having no support whatsoever. Meanwhile, the anti-war movement turned out hundreds of thousands of people, and the media barely covered it, certainly not nearly as much as the Tea Party protest. But the question is, do you think race is a factor in the Tea Party protest, in the motive of the Tea Party protest? Sarah in Littleton. Sarah, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. First-time caller.
Thanks for calling.
Yes. I agree with you. I also think, you know, Joe Wilson is saying today that his moment in the Congress was a Tea Party moment. And I think that they feel like they can disrespect the office because he's black. It's kind of a sad state of America. You kind of wonder, what were we thinking? What did we think was going to happen? This is the first black president. It wasn't going to go smoothly. And the segment of the country that is racist, that's going to come out. Then there's the other segment of the country that wouldn't consider themselves racist, but they're uncomfortable with black people. And they seem to believe all these crazy notions so easily because they somehow don't trust them at a very basic level.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think it's a coincidence that Joe Wilson, the congressman, is from South Carolina. I don't think it's a coincidence, which is a place where there is deep-seated racism. And I'll just come out and say that. I mean, I know that's controversial to say, but South Carolina is one of those places that has a really, really ugly history of racism and continues to have its problems with racism. Joe Wilson's a guy who has said Confederate heritage is honorable. He's a guy I believe, if I read it right, has spoken to some groups with some very questionable views on race. And so I don't think it's a coincidence that the person who screamed at President Obama during his speech was from there and comes to the Congress with those views. And I think you're right. I think part of the way race factors into the Tea Party protests, and you're right, Joe Wilson said that this was a town hall moment, and I think part of the way is, some of it is, people can't stand that there's an African American in any position of power in the country. I think that manifests itself also as, you know, especially among politicians, that Congress people really can't stand an African American in a position of authority at the top of the government. You know, it's like, none of the liberal Democrats yelled at President Bush when he addressed the Congress. Liberal Democratic. And so there is a condescension. In other words, it's like, if you have a white, largely male Republican power structure that is quite literally offended at the idea of having to take any legislative direction from a black person, you're going to get exactly what we got from Joe Wilson. And so I think that's one of those strains of how racism in this Tea Party protest revolt and this media-driven Fox News Glenn Beck revolt plays out. It's not just, you know, people who say, well, there are some people who say, I don't like black people. And there's another part of this, which is that a white male power structure, whether in the media or in conservative politics, in the Republican Party, cannot specifically stand an African American in a position of authority. They may be fine with African Americans in positions of secondary positions, but in a position of authority, that really offends the white male power structure. And I think that's exactly what Joe Wilson symbolized. Sarah, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for bringing that up. It's a really good point.
Okay.
Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
Morning, dude.
Hey, Mick.
I think you're thinking about the Sons of the Confederate. The Confederate war veterans.
Yes, yes. Is that the group that Joe Wilson spoke to?
Yes, who, interestingly enough, has been called a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So they're, you know, everything that you know about them in terms of their ideology.
I'm actually reading here, he's a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and he fought to keep the Confederate flag flying in South Carolina.
Right,
so,
right.
So again, it's not just, let's be clear, it's not just some random congressman from, you know, with, you know, who just had one policy difference with Barack Obama. This was a guy who brings a lot of exactly what we're talking to the table.
Right. Yeah. And let me mention to you, I'm gonna disagree with you a little bit on you know, you said that ideological conservatives, you know, don't, the ones that you speak to, at least, and you know, don't have, or might be, very surprised and shocked by, a lot of the racism, which is part, it's a big piece of the puzzle of what's going on in terms of how Barack Obama has been countered every time, in terms of the policies that he wants to move forward to hopefully advance the, you know, the cause of not just Democratic politics, but to improve the state of the nation. But let me mention this. You know, there were guys like Bill Buckley and his brother Jim Buckley, Jack Kemp, people like that that were true to their conservative beliefs, and yet, you know, they're all gone. They're all dead. What would they say today? Because they were very, very much people that went against the Southern strategy that Richard Nixon came up with in 1968 to bring over Southern Democrats to the Republican Party, a vast majority of them, which were very, very racist. And these guys, you know, coming from the Eastern establishment, I know you're from Philadelphia, and you probably had people, you know, when you were growing up that were conservatives that, you know, were not like, Jack Rizzo, the mayor of Philadelphia?
Frank Rizzo, right.
Frank Rizzo.
Yeah.
And these guys were truly... intellectual in the right sense of the word, intellectual conservatives that felt, you know, if we're gonna solve the civil rights problems, we have to bring in blacks into the Republican Party and teach them about, you know, well, bring forth to them individual liberty, which is part of the, you know, supposedly the true conservative ideology, that, you know, you go out and you build and, you know, you strengthen yourself with supposedly what we have here in terms of, you know, democratic ideals.
Yeah, and I think you make the right point that a lot of these folks are not with the Republican Party anymore. My point is this, and I don't think you disagree with it, which is that the rank and file folks who are showing up to these Tea Party protests, the question for them is, where were you when George Bush trampled the Constitution? Where were you when we were spending ourselves into the ground on the Iraq War? Where were you when George W. Bush was giving away trillions of dollars to Wall Street? They were nowhere. And the fact that they were nowhere suggests that there's something else going on. You're right. There were a few voices on a few issues in the Republican Party who were saying, I don't like that George Bush is pushing the Patriot Act and crushing the Constitution. But in terms of a mass or grassroots outpouring, there was nothing from conservatives. Nothing. And the fact that there now is, and that they now have the nerve to couch what they're doing in ideology, in principles about the Constitution and conservative principles about spending, that's offensive. It's dishonest, it's offensive, and it's an attempt to hide what's really going on. This is a group of Republican partisans who can't stand Democrats, that Democrats won the election, and it's in part a group of racists who can't stand that a black person is in office. And I think that's the only way you can explain the hypocrisy. Which is to say, they had no problem with trampling the Constitution when a Republican was doing it. They had no problem with overspending when a white male Republican president was in the White House. Suddenly, they have a problem with all of those things because a black Democrat is the president. That, I think, is what's really going on. Hey, Mick, thanks so much for the call, man. 851 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Get into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Is race a factor in the Tea Party protests? Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Tough getting into downtown due to accidents on both sides of the highway. On the southbound side, a new one around 38th. Delays go back past 48th, almost to 58th Avenue. Northbounders got a crash on the left shoulder, northbound side near Downing Street. There, the backups and delays begin around Evans, but speeds in the 30s as you're making your way around this accident. Stop and go, southbound 225, Parker Road to 25. Also really heavy coming out of Castle Rock right now. Once you get on 25 at Happy Canyon, trying to make your way up to the Tech Center, stop and go all the way to Surrey Ridge. Also got a crash, a new one, eastbound C-470. 70 near University. That's making it tough to get out of Highlands Ranch. Also still some fog on I-70 near Lyman. Your forecast, mostly sunny but hazy. Small chance for afternoon thunderstorms. That should just occur up in the foothills, maybe high country. Look for highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now, we're at 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance has covered a lot of cars and drivers since 1946. See how you can sit back and enjoy the ride by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge and wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson, in my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hey, 56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Is race a factor in the Tea Party protest? Cliff from in Denver, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Good.
I think you're overblown it, but you're kind of
you're not really putting a number on this apparent racial factor of this. I think you're arguing by inference.
Well, I mean, there is no way to get. I mean, I can give you some numbers. I mean, 20%, or was it 15% of people who voted against Barack Obama in various swing states said that race was a factor in their vote. So there's a number for you. It's hard to gauge the numbers of people who are motivated only by race, and I think it's important to know because race is never the only factor. I'm not arguing that race is the only factor. I'm arguing that it is a factor, and to deny that, I think, is to deny that the sky is blue.
I think it's racial, but I don't think it's I think it's more racial than racist. I don't think that a lot of people voted for Obama because he was black, especially the black community, and I understand that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's no answer for the hypocrisy of conservative protesters when they weren't protesting George Bush and they are protesting Barack Obama for infractions and transgressions that George Bush empirically was as bad or worse than Obama. I think to look at that, look at the Confederate flags being held at these events and pretend that race is no factor, I think that's, again, pretending the sky isn't blue. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. After the break, George McGovern will be with us to talk about healthcare and the war. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you on.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on September 18th, 19th, or 20th and get a Pandora bracelet free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
43. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The tax helpline is not a government agency.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Obama's traveling to the heart of the U.S. financial system to deliver a noon-hour speech. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, who's traveling with the president to Wall Street, says this is a day of special significance.
Exactly a year after Lehman Brothers tanked, the president will say that sweeping regulatory changes are needed. He wants congressional action this year. He's also calling for more powers for the Federal Reserve, and he wants a new consumer agency with federal powers to oversee financial products, ranging from mortgages to credit cards. It would amount to the most dramatic revamp of the system since the Great Depression.
Well, trade tensions are rising between Washington and Beijing. China is signaling it will curb U.S. imports of chicken and auto products following the U.S. move to impose stiff tariffs on Chinese tire imports for the next 3 years. CBS's Steve Jung has more from Beijing.
Well, this is the first major trade battle between the Obama White House and the Chinese government, and the timing couldn't be worse because Mr. Obama is planning to meet with Chinese President Hu Jintao in Pittsburgh during the G20 summit later this month. That's also the time when the new U.S. duty on Chinese tires will take effect.
It was an act of charity that went tragically wrong. At least 18 women have died in a stampede that began when a crowd gathered in Karachi, Pakistan to get free flour being handed out in honor of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. One hospital official says the death toll could rise. Flu season's around the corner with new worries about a resurgence of the H1N1 virus, but the government says a weapon may be ready weeks earlier than thought. Reporter Sabrina Gibbons has details from Atlanta.
The CDC's Tom Skinner says the H1N1 vaccine may be available as early as the 1st of October rather than mid-October.
We want to encourage people, particularly those in the high-risk groups, to start planning ahead and calling their provider as to when they might get vaccine.
He says right now it looks like you may only need one shot as opposed to two.
The clinical trial information and healthy adults suggest that one dose may do the trick. So we'll have to wait and see, but it's looking promising.
Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
The ringleader of a group of three British Muslims has been sentenced to a minimum of 40 years behind bars for a plot to smuggle explosives onto transatlantic jets and soft drink cans and then detonate them in midair. The other two men received similar, though somewhat shorter, sentences. This is the case that triggered restrictions on liquids and carry-on bags. Well, smokers are finding fewer places they can light up. Starting October the 1st, Avis and Budget will become the first major car rental companies to ban smoking in all their vehicles in North America. Avis's John Burrow says it's a good business decision.
Maintaining a subset of our fleet that cars can be available for people who want to smoke in them has just become too cumbersome to be able to do.
Any customer who does smoke in one of the cars will get slapped with a $250 cleaning fee. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's down about 8 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field.
I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A miracle in Cincinnati indeed.
Snap on second down, four-man rush. Orton pumps once, throws, pass is going to be tipped, and caught! Stokely's got it! Here we go, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, Kofi House! Holy cow! Brandon Stokely!
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, they weren't kidding. Brandon Stokely takes a deflected pass 87 yards for the game-winning score. Broncos win it 12-7. Stokely afterward.
That was it. Perfect, you know. Just like we executed, B. Marsh got the nice tip to me. And, I don't know what to say. I'm still in shock. I just can't believe that we did it, you know. The grace of God, I guess, you know. He had a hand in that. There's no doubt about it.
An improbable victory, but the Broncos come back to Denver 1-0, and they'll play their home opener against Cleveland next Sunday. The Catholic Archdiocese in Pueblo has settled a lawsuit with two men who say they were sexually abused by a former priest. The accused priest committed suicide in 2005. Denver Boulder Turnpike drivers could make their work commute faster if a federal grant comes through. It's a $200 million request on behalf of businesses and local governments that would allow for an additional HOV lane in each direction between Federal and the Interlochen exit. The Denver Post reporting the coalition won't learn until January whether the grant money is headed this way. And the Rockies open up a series with the Giants tonight. They lead San Francisco by 4.5 games in the wild card race. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a minor crash northbound I-25 at Colorado caused some backups towards the tech center. Now they've got it moved completely off the highway, but everybody kind of late to recover. We're also going to see heavy pockets on 36, especially as you're heading west of Sheridan as you're making your way towards Boulder. Speed's still slow for eastbounders on 6th Avenue coming up on Federal. Now it's also busy in spots on I-25 downtown. We're getting reports of a crash that occurred south of I-70. They're mopping up that wreck, C-470, right around University. It remains foggy outside the metro. This is on the eastern side of the state along I-70 right around Lyman. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. Now around Denver, we do have a slight chance of seeing some afternoon showers. It's going to be a partly cloudy day with a high of about 83, 84 degrees. Cool in the overnight, low dropping down to 55. Currently, we're at 64 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining.
Showbiz.
With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Just when you thought it was safe to return to reality TV, Susan Boyle is back. But this time, she's conquering online sales charts. Her debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, is number one on Amazon.com, despite the fact that it won't be released until November. As fans rush to pre-order their copy, Boyle climbed to the top of the charts, beating competition from Whitney Houston and the Beatles.
Technology. Duracell has come to the rescue of power-hungry portable devices with their new line of instant chargers. If your gadget can be recharged via USB, it can be recharged on the go with these rechargeable pocket chargers. The best bit is the price. They only cost around $20 for the instant charger and $50 for the powerhouse model. Both provide more talk time, camera life, or ebook reading at a moment's notice.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
News for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who is best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th.
And obviously Lincoln was known for, as you said, trying to bring the country back together during a civil war. So a lot of people now are looking at politics and saying that the country is unbridgeably divided, that we are so divided that we are never, if we can't get a health care bill through the Congress, if we can't get ourselves really any kind of consensus on war policy in Afghanistan, just two examples. If we can't get a real climate change policy, it proves that we can't have another Abraham Lincoln because we are unbridgeably divided. What do you think about that?
Well, there's some truth in that, but I think we'll overcome these difficulties. We've gone through tough times like that, like we are today in the past, and somehow we managed to come to our senses and get a lot accomplished. I don't know why it's been so difficult for us to get a health care bill. President Truman first pushed for that way back in the 1940s. The late Senator Ted Kennedy gave much of his lifetime to battling for a health care program that would assure good health care for every American. I still think we'll get some kind of a bill this year, probably. It won't be as strong as I would like it, but I think we probably will, despite our divisions, push through to some kind of health care legislation.
This weekend, you had a piece in the Washington Post called It's Simple, Medicare for All. You describe an idea that a lot of people have talked about, which is that we should simply open up the Medicare system for everybody. Why do you think President Obama did not originally go down that path? Why do you think that path has been so ignored when Medicare has been not just a successful program, forget about the policy success of it in delivering health care, but the political success of it. It's the most, if not the most, then one of the most popular programs in American history. Why haven't our political leaders in the Democratic Party championed that simple cause?
Well, that's a puzzle to me. I think the reason is they feel that while that might be the best way to get to a strong health care program, that it would be difficult to get it through Congress. And that's because of the very powerful lobbies that are organized against extending Medicare to all of our citizens. And one of the reasons, one of the lobbies that are the strongest, or is the strongest, is the insurance lobby. The great insurance companies in this country are very powerful politically. You drive through a big city in almost any part of America, and the tallest skyscrapers in town will be the insurance buildings. Chicago, New York, the Twin Cities, all across America, you have these huge skyscrapers that cost a lot of money to build, and the reason they're usually the insurance companies is that those are the companies that are making large profits that enable them to put up these huge structures all over America. But we all know that Medicare is a wonderful program. It's just for people who are 65 and over. We've had it now ever since 1965. It was enacted into law in the administration of President Johnson. And I don't know of any old people who think that the Medicare program is a bad program. It's wonderful. It means that our taxes pay the medical bills, the doctor bills, the hospital bills for all of us who are 65 and over. And what I propose is that we simply extend that to all Americans. And we'd have the money to pay for that if we quit getting into these mistaken wars in places like Iraq, and I think now in Afghanistan. We just don't have the resources to be involved in these war enterprises, and that's what we ought to be doing, to get out of these conflicted areas of the globe and concentrate on providing good medical care for our own citizens.
We're talking to George McGovern. He's the former senator from South Dakota. South Carolina on my mind since this Joe Wilson controversy. And he's the former Democratic presidential nominee in 1972. Now, you served in the Congress during that debate over Medicare. Am I right about that?
Yes, I surely did.
And I, you know, we forget that how difficult I think the fight was for Medicare at that time. Tell us what it was like to be in the Congress, what the similarities in the debate over health care are now to that time, and what the differences are. I wonder, for instance, whether you think that the powers that be of the status quo in the health care industry are as powerful as they were back then or more powerful.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing about that. And when we passed Medicare, the doctors were opposed to it, the American Medical Association. But today, a majority of doctors now favors health care insurance by the federal government. In a test just last December, less than a year ago, the College of American Physicians, that's a huge group of about 125,000 doctors all over the country, they came out in favor of national health insurance for every American provided by the federal government. the University of Indiana Medical School did the biggest study that's ever been done of doctors' opinions, and they found that doctors across the country, by a margin of 59%, now favor a national health insurance program similar to the one that I proposed in the Washington Post on yesterday. So I think we're in a better position as far as the doctors are concerned in supporting health care than we were when we passed the Medicare bill so many years ago. Now, the insurance companies are still against national health insurance. They now collect $450 billion a year in health insurance premiums from individual Americans, and they want to hang on to that. But the truth of the matter is that we need national health insurance provided by the government. Many of these private policies are canceled if you develop a serious long-term illness. So I think the time has come to listen to a majority of doctors who now favor government health insurance.
Stick around. We're gonna come back after a break, and I'm gonna talk to on the line with us. We have former Senator George McGovern. I'm gonna ask him about his experience in the Congress during the debate over Medicare, and specifically about the similarities and differences between the presidents at that time and the president today, and also about the politics of war. George McGovern has been one of the leading voices against the Iraq War, one of the leading voices for a much different general war strategy. So we'll get to that with Senator George McGovern after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got this crash eastbound C-470 right at University, hanging folks up in Highlands Ranch back around Lucent Boulevard. Also got some heavier jams going westbound on the Turnpike right now, getting towards Boulder, Sheridan out to Wadsworth. Rest of the drive pretty standard, northbound and southbound 25. Sluggish going into downtown due to earlier crashes. Northbounders from Evans to Downing Street and southbounders from 48th past 20th. Looks like that fog is lifted on I-70 near Lyman 2. Your forecast? Haze becoming mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Also a chance for afternoon thunderstorms in the foothills and Front Range. That's after 3 p.m. today. Our current downtown temperature is 65 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Spend a little time, save a lot on gas. Call Rider Rangers at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org for a free lift.
Just look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us.
Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves.
Her flashy fall color.
Oh no, she's looking this way.
Hey girl, looking good.
A gorgeous, healthy tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery is the talk of the neighborhood. End of summer is the time to plant, and Northeast Boulder is the location. Find directions to Creekside Tree Nursery at creeksideboulder.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
33.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
9:22 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. On the line with us again is former Senator George McGovern, and we were talking before the break about health care. And Senator McGovern, you knew Lyndon Johnson. You worked with him in the Congress and when he was president. He is known, at least on domestic issues, as somebody who really twisted arms, really pushed through his agenda using every lever of power at his disposal. There's a story in today's Politico saying that nobody fears President Obama. Do you think in juxtaposing your work with Lyndon Johnson and watching now President Obama, do you think that President Obama needs to learn a little bit from Lyndon Johnson in terms of how to use power? Some people are saying that he, in not being feared, this explains why the health care bill seems to be both watered down and potentially stalled. What's your take on that? What are the differences between those two presidents, and does Obama have something to learn from Lyndon Johnson?
Well, I think President Obama is going to be a great president. I don't say he's perfect. Nobody is. But I think probably he is going to have to be pretty strong to get a good health care bill passed through this Congress, particularly this Congress, which seems to be finding it difficult to work together across the aisle, where you get people who disagree on things, to recognize that we have to have some compromise. We have to have negotiations between Republicans and Democrats. We can't always regard the other party as a kind of a national enemy. There are good people in both parties, and the president's job is to locate those people in both of our parties that are willing to listen to reason, and then use all the authority of the White House to try to get them to agree on a bill. That's what Johnson did. He had to make some compromises, but he did twist arms. He did push and pull, and I think the administration's going to have to do that if we're going to get a good health care bill passed this year.
What about the idea that the Republicans are basically saying that they have really drawn a line in the sand? I mean, they have not only said that they won't even entertain a Medicare-like proposal that you write about in the Washington Post this weekend, but that they are now drawing a line in the sand even on a weakened public option. If the president doesn't, if there really is nobody to negotiate with on the Republican side of the aisle, are you in favor of the president using, as you say, that power of the White House to really force a bill through the Congress just using Democrats?
Well, I think he's determined to do that rather than to fail. It would be better to pick up some support in the Republican Party. It's a little hard for me to believe that there aren't a few Republicans in the United States Senate that are willing to negotiate on their differences. We've got to have that public option in the bill, or it's really not worth passing this year. And I think the president is right in saying that he's got to have that in the legislation. It'll be a big disappointment to me, and I think to the American people, if we continue with the present plan under which the only option open to people is either to buy private health insurance, the cost of which goes up every year, or else not to have health care. We've got 50 million Americans who don't have any private health insurance now and don't have the money to buy private insurance. So I think we have to insist that this bill provide an alternative whereby people could get government insurance if they can't afford to buy private insurance. He just has to stick with that, and I think he will.
Let's turn quickly now, before we, you've got to go, let's turn quickly to the issue of the Iraq and Afghanistan war. Now, there is a obviously different political dynamic going on. You've got Republicans praising very, very publicly President Obama's potential plans to escalate the war in Afghanistan. Now, you obviously, through your presidential campaign in 1972 and when you were in the Congress in the beginning and prosecution of the Vietnam War, you've dealt a lot with the politics of war. Where do you see this debate going? Where do you see the policy going? Where do you come down on the policy of whether to escalate the situation in Afghanistan? And I wonder if you see, again, any similarities between the Afghanistan situation and the Vietnam situation that you were so involved in.
Well, that's the problem. Let me be clear on one thing. There's never been a time in my adult life that I wouldn't have gladly risked my life to defend this country in time of war. I was a volunteer bomber pilot in World War II, and I have always been proud of that. That was a war that we had to participate in, or Hitler would have just taken over Europe and eventually threatened America. But I did not support the war in Vietnam because I thought we had no business being involved in that conflict 10,000 miles from our shore with a little country that was no threat to us. I felt the same about the war in Iraq, and I'm concerned about putting more troops into Afghanistan. Nobody has ever been able to pacify those tribes, mountainous tribes in Afghanistan. It's been attempted for hundreds of years, beginning with Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, and the Russians, the British. Everybody's had a crack at Afghanistan. I think it's the one that we ought to try to help when they're building up their country, help them economically and in other ways. But I don't think we ought to have an American army in there.
If I can just ask one last question, because I've gotten a couple emails about this very, very quickly. And there have been some people who have been big, big, big supporters of you for years and years and years who are wondering why you are opposed to the Employee Free Choice Act, or as it's written right now. Can you just give us a few seconds on where your opposition comes from? I disagree with you on it, but I know a lot of people want to hear from you where you are on that issue and why.
Well, because I believe in the secret ballot election to decide whether a plant should be a union plant or not. I've had a record of supporting working people and organized labor all of my life, and I'll continue to support them. But I think on this particular issue, the labor leaders are wrong. Why should we replace a free secret ballot of the kind we have when we elect a sheriff or a congressman or a president? Why should we replace that with a little card that organizers can take to workers and ask them to sign to indicate whether or not they want a union or not. I believe in the unions. I believe in collective bargaining. I don't believe in giving up the secret ballot as a way of achieving that purpose.
Well, and you and I could debate that, and I know the other side says, well, the elections aren't fair right now. I just so I know, I want to be clear. The other parts of this bill, for instance, and there's a whole talk about how the labor leaders are going to back off the card check provision. The other parts of this bill, the arbitration, the quicker elections. Is it safe to say you don't have objections to that?
No, I my objection is just simply to giving up the secret ballot. I can remember when labor leaders were for the secret ballot, and the rest of the bill, I think there are probably some parts of that bill that are worthwhile. I don't oppose the bill itself. I just oppose using the card check system as a way of getting the opinion of working people.
Well, Senator McGovern, thank you so much again for taking the time and spelling out the EFCA issue, your position on the issue, and for giving us such a good historical perspective on the health care debate and the war debate. Senator George McGovern's book is Abraham Lincoln. It's in the American Presidents series. It's just out now. Again, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay. All right, after the break, we're going to talk to Free Press. They are the organization that organizes around media fairness, media issues, lots of media issues. They're coming to Denver to do a big event here about the future of journalism in Colorado after the collapse of the Rocky Mountain News. You're going to stick around for that. That's after this break. Wow, what a great interview with George McGovern. What a historical figure.
I may try to go get a book signed by him tonight.
You should. Oh, I'm an idiot. I forgot to even mention that. He is.
All you got to do is read the rundown I provide you every morning, David Sirota.
My bad. He is at the Tattered Cover in Lodo. See, it's a Monday. I got a case of the Mondays. George McGovern at the Tattered Cover in Lodo tonight at 7:30 p.m. If you want to go meet a historic figure, George McGovern. And it was a really cool interview for him, giving us the historic perspective about what it was like to work with Lyndon Johnson and on issues of the Vietnam War.
He's seen it all, man.
That guy has seen it all. First elected to Congress in the mid to late 1950s. Pretty amazing guy. And I disagree with him on that piece of the EFCA bill, but I'm glad he was forthright about it. All right, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. I got this crash still in Littleton, actually Highlands Ranch, eastbound C-470 at University. You're going to tap the brakes back at Lucent. No problems for westbounders there in Littleton and Highlands Ranch. We do see some heavier volumes, though, in Westminster on the Turnpike, Sheridan out to Wadsworth, and of course those delays coming into downtown on northbound and southbound I-25. For you northbounders, Evans to Downing Street, that's where we had an earlier accident. Same deal at around 23rd Avenue. Delays there go back to 48. Your forecast, mostly sunny but hazy. Small chance for afternoon thunderstorms, especially up in the foothills. Look for highs in the low to mid-80s. Right now, 67 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running like a Toyota with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealers are your one-stop shop for all your repair needs. Get the right service at the right price from the right people. Toyota, moving forward.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal.
Are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT.
These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory-subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or low-rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 Bright Smile certificate for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only pay for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistance a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. In studio with us, Josh Stearns. He's the program manager at Free Press. Free Press is going to be holding an event here at the Colorado History Museum from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. this Wednesday. And just before we get into this discussion, I just want to reiterate my bad with the interview with George McGovern. Forgot to mention that he's going to be at the Tattered Cover at the Lodo location at 7:30 p.m. tonight. So if you were interested in George McGovern, the interview with him, you want to meet him, he's a historical figure. His new book, Abraham Lincoln, we talked to him about in the last break. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover in Lodo. I had sort of a brain fart, forgot to mention that, so apologies to that. But again, in studio now, we have Josh Stearns from Free Press, and the event that they are hosting here in Denver is from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. On Wednesday. I'll be there, as will some other folks in the Denver journalism community. The focus of the event is the future of journalism. Josh, thanks for being here in studio. So I guess you're out here getting ready for this event. Tell us first and foremost, because people will be wondering, tell us the audience what Free Press is all about. When people hear the term media policy, a lot of people don't even know what that means. So tell us about that.
Sure. Thanks for having me, David. Free Press is involved in a wide variety of media policy issues, from what's the future of the internet going to look like, what's the future of TV and radio going to look like, and increasingly what's the future of newspapers and journalism across all platforms going to look like. And what we do is essentially get the public involved in the policy decisions that are shaping their media. So all over the course of history, there's been laws that have shaped what our media looks like today, and the public has almost always been blocked out of making those decisions or having any...
So give us some examples of media policy that impacts what people see, read, and hear, the availability of choice in media. What are the sort of foundational laws that help determine that?
Sure. Well, one of them is the idea of media consolidation and media ownership. And media ownership laws have been around to try to ensure that in whatever community you are in, that there's a diversity of viewpoints, that there's localism, that people are covering local issues, and that there is really serving the public interest. And those regulations happen at the Federal Communications Commission as well as at Congress. And increasingly, over the last 10 or 20 years, we've seen those regulations erode and be entirely erased. And part of that is because there's never been a public voice at the table. It's only been the corporate interest that's being represented there.
Now, obviously, here in Denver and in Colorado, we've had the whole media ownership, media consolidation issue right in our face, the collapse of the Rocky Mountain News, its corporate owner basically letting it go, and it doesn't exist anymore. And of course, the Denver Post, its parent company, absorbing pieces of it. What are the policy decisions that may have impacted that situation? I mean, I think it's pretty clear to everybody how a lack of journalistic competition can hurt the content of journalism. In the newspaper world, the idea is that if you have, you know, you used to have cities with many papers, but a lot of cities at least had been in the modern era two newspaper towns, and the two newspapers would fight with each other. And the way they fought was competition for stories, and the idea is that competition makes the journalism better. So I think people understand how journalism, the content, can suffer in a situation, for instance, where the Rocky doesn't exist anymore, and now the Denver Post is the major paper. And no diss, by the way, on the Denver Post in terms of that, in the sense of, look, there was a competition, one of the competitors, you know, doesn't exist anymore. The Denver Post, at least we have one. I mean, there's some cities that might not have a newspaper, so at least we have a newspaper. I've got some issues with the Denver Post. But my question is, what policies could have been in place that may have prevented that or may have created an alternative to that?
Right. Well, specifically, one of the bad policies that got us where we are today is around media ownership, especially cross-ownership of media properties. So this law allows newspaper companies and television companies to be owned by stations to be owned by the same person. And what that's done is to consolidate the viewpoints and perspectives all under one umbrella. And in general, the laws that have allowed one newspaper company, like the Scripps Company or like Media News or any of these major conglomerated companies, to own a vast number of properties around the country, means that they're driven by one thing, and that's profit.
And the Rocky, the John Temple, who will be at the event, and again, the event about the future of journalism in Colorado and nationally, is at the Colorado History Museum from 6:30 p.m. To 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday. And John Temple will be there. He was the editor of the Rocky. And he had said, I believe it was in the 5280 piece about the collapse of the Rocky, he had said, and the story had said, that part of this was about Scripps wanting to invest more of its resources, far more of its resources, into its lifestyle television stations. Basically, you know, I think it's what, HG Home and Garden Television, and to take money out of its journalism properties like the Rocky Mountain News. Now, there's two sides to this. I mean, one side would say, well, look, it's a company. It should be allowed to invest in whatever it wants. And if it decides that one sector of its investment isn't as profitable as another, it should be allowed to do that. Journalism be damned. The other side may say, well, the problem is that if the Rocky, because it wasn't independently owned, because the owners weren't basically reliant on profit from that journalism endeavor, that is what ultimately killed that journalism endeavor. How do you square those two arguments?
Sure. Well, for starters, the fact that it's a company and that it can do whatever it wants is, I think, a weak response to this, because that basically hands over the idea of media to business and to the markets. And I think we've seen how the markets have treated other industries recently.
Well, I guess, but before you go on, and I agree with you, I guess what I'm saying is the issue that the companies own too many different kinds of media, not from a diversity perspective, but I mean, the diversity perspective is you have less owners, you only have fewer voices. But is part of the problem that when a company, a media company, owns different types of companies, like, you know, lifestyle television and then a journalistic endeavor, that means that the journalistic endeavor, which has a special place in our democracy more than just as a profit-creating enterprise may suffer. Is that really what the problem is?
I think that's a huge part of the problem, and I think that the drive towards profits drives people in these corporations to invest where the money is. And if the money is in a home and garden television show instead of in a local journalistic piece of property, then that's where the money's going to flow. And what we see is if with local owners of newspapers and news entities, whether they be on radio or TV, we see a much different thought process and set of priorities in terms of where they're investing their money.
Why is that? I mean, because you got local small businesses that are interested in profit, and you got multinational corporations that are interested in profit. What gives you the confidence that a local owner will be more willing to fund journalism than a multinational or national corporate owner?
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that this is an either-or situation. I don't think that just because someone's local, they're going to be investing in journalism. But what we've seen through some of our research is that local owners do tend to have more accountability to the public. When they're walking down the grocery aisle and they see the people who they're serving and people are coming up to them and giving direct feedback, they're more accountable. And that's something that our media is really lacking right now, is a sense of accountability to the public.
We're talking to Josh Stearns of Free Press. Free Press is hosting an event here at the Colorado History Museum from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday. I will be there. So will a number of folks from and in Colorado journalism. Polly Baca, the former state senator. Laura Frank, an award-winning investigative reporter for the Rocky Mountain News. Wick Rowland, the president of KBDI Channel 12. John Temple, the former editor of the Rocky Mountain News. Craig Aaron of Free Press. Again, it's from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Colorado History Museum this Wednesday. After the break, I'm going to ask Josh about why he thinks journalism has become less profitable. That is, seems to me to be one part of the problem here. Maybe that's a referendum on all of us. Maybe it's a referendum on what kind of journalism is being produced. So stick around. 9:48. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, thank you. They cleaned up that crash on C-470 at University, so things now looking pretty smooth there as you travel eastbound across Highlands Ranch. New crash, though, popping up on the surface streets, Colorado and Mexico. Rest of drive, pretty nice for us now. No problems for northbounders going into downtown, but we do see some small delays southbound from I-70 past 20th Street. Your forecast, patchy fog and haze in the morning. Looks like that's lifted, though, so now it's going to become mostly sunny, a high of 83 degrees. Also a chance for afternoon thunderstorms. Our current downtown temperature is 70 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pinnacle at City Park South just got better. A lot better. Specially reduced prices and below market interest rates now make owning even more affordable than rent. Get the whole story at denversbestforless.com.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are...
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Campbell's Chunky Soup and Tostitos Scoops cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Everything irritates me. Maybe I don't deserve to be happy.
Are you one of the millions of Americans struggling with depression? If you're suffering with depression and are between the ages of 18 and 64, you may qualify for a clinical research study of an investigational medication for depression that's being conducted by Radiant Research. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost. They may also be compensated up to $300 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. That's 303-477-CARE. If you have symptoms of depression, there is something you can do about it. Call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE for more information about depression research and how you can participate. That's 303-477-CARE. Radiant Research. We can't do it without you.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Here on AM 760, again, the event 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. this Wednesday, September 16th, at the Colorado History Museum at 1300 Broadway is the event on the future of journalism here in Colorado and nationally. And it seems to me, and in studio we have Stringer from Free Press, the organization that's organizing the event, and I'll be at the event, as will a number of other Colorado journalism folks. And it seems to me that one of the questions that people are asking is, why has journalism become less profitable? Is it the internet that has undermined their, you know, newspapers' classified advertising, or is it that journalism outfits are not producing as marketable content as they used to? Where do you see it?
I think there's two things at hand here, David. One is the fact that what you were pointing to in terms of what's the content look like in the journalism. And what we've seen is a precipitous lack of trust in journalism, of a sense of that's where I can go to get the news and information I need. And we're seeing celebrity gossip and, you know, sensationalism rule the front pages and the headlines of, you know, whether it's on broadcast TV, cable, or newspapers.
But wouldn't the editors and producers of that content argue, hey, we're just playing to what the consumer wants?
Well, if that were true, wouldn't they be buying it up?
I'm just playing devil's advocate, but absolutely, they would say, well, they are buying it up, but they're getting it in places that are free.
Well, that's what they would say, but the problem is that suggests that their consumers are supposed to be paying for the news. And in reality, the consumers have never paid for the news. The problem is that advertisers have tracked away from journalism. So journalism hasn't become less profitable. The advertising system of supporting journalism is broken.
Why have advertisers moved away?
I think advertising, as an industry, is trying to figure out what's next. And so advertising, not just in journalism, but across the universe, the sphere of media, is broken and is trying to figure out what's happening next.
I mean, are we moving to a place? Sometimes I think we're moving to a place where the whole idea of the huge news organization could ultimately, in 10, 15, 20 years, be gone. That you may go back to a situation where you don't have a one newspaper town or a no newspaper town, but you have a 10 or 20 newspaper town, but they're all really small and really niched. I mean, here in Colorado, we have, for instance, the Colorado Statesman, which I think sometimes runs a little bit conservative, but is focused intently on the legislature and on politics. And you could see a future where instead of trying to be, you know, like it's like the old department store metaphor. The Denver Post is a department store, not a specialty store. Could we be moving into a situation ultimately where we're back to the penny press?
I think we very well could be, and I think some people have described a new era of pamphleteering as well. But I think the problem is you described that as 10 years out. Others have said 20. What are we going to do in the meantime?
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to figure out. A lot of people say that, oh, the internet's going to save us. You know, the debate seems to be the internet's either killing us or it's going to save us. Either way, 40% of America doesn't have access to high-speed internet. So if all our news and information is moving online, we need to be paying attention to those people who don't have access to those sources as well.
We're talking to Josh Stearns of Free Press. You can find their website at freepress.net. The event here in Denver, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday at the Colorado History Museum. You can find more information about that at www.savethenews.org/
Denver. Is there any kind of policy that can be done at the state level? And nationally, I know there's been talk that there might be some sort of federal subsidization of newspapers. Where do you come down on both those issues?
We don't support a national subsidization of newspapers at all. We don't think that this is an opportunity or a time where we need to prop up the old model. We think we really need to create new structures and new laws that are going to support innovation, protect the First Amendment, produce quality coverage, provide adversarial perspectives. And in general, we think we need to be forward-looking. And I really think that there needs to be a national journalism strategy that looks at the federal level, but also the state and local level. Because right now, it's not a question of whether the government should get involved in journalism. The government is and always has been involved in journalism. And already we've seen hearings at the House and Senate level, the DOJ, the FTC, the FCC. They're all getting involved in this. And if they're running in different directions, then that's just going to tear the journalism ecosystem apart even further. So we need to take a big overarching view and really have a national journalism strategy that looks at what's available at the state and local level as well as federal.
Last question for you before we got to get out of here for the day. When you have this event, again, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Colorado History Museum on Wednesday, when you have this event, what do you hope to get out of it? I mean, when people come to this event, what do you hope that they take away from it? Are we still in the learning phase, or are we in the pushing for a specific bill phase?
There's no bills available yet that we need to be pushing for, so we are in a learning phase, although we're also in a mobilization phase. The media system is changing rapidly right now, and now is the time to promote a different vision for the media. One of the things we didn't talk about much is the role of public media in this future. I think there's a really important discussion around the future of non-commercial, non-profit journalism in the future, and that's why I'm glad Wick Rowland will be there to discuss that. We're also engaging lots of local people. So we're going to have a place for local people to raise their voice. It's not just going to be hearing from experts. It's going to be hearing from local people. And we hope to amplify the voice of working journalists and those local people in these policy debates.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you coming into the studio, setting up this event. Again, it's Wednesday at the Colorado History Museum from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can find information www.freepress.net. I will be at that event. Pretty warm out there right now, so between now and tomorrow, I'll see all you later. I'll be on my patio with my sandals.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solarips.com.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Limitations.
Need to brighten your smile? Buy a half-price gift certificate to Bright Smile at am760.net. It's another great deal from Bargain Watch, brought to you by Comcast.
When you smile, you look beautiful like that.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your